Blog Talk Radio.
You guys, it's Colleen from Daytime After Dark. We are going to do things a little different tonight. I am so excited. I've been waiting and waiting for this first two handsome hunk that, you know, he was the reason why I tuned in to AMC in the first place. Why, you know, I continue watching B&B. He's been on so many other shows, but, you know, he kind of captured my heart way back at Dale on AMC. I'm talking about Winslow Homer, and I'm going to let him on now, and he's taking you calls, and it will be a great show. Hold on, everyone. Hello? Hello? Okay, hold on, everyone. So people talk among yourself. I think you are on air. What's up, everyone? Say hi.
Hey, how you doing, Carla?
Yes. Yes, this is cool. Yeah, usually the guest, calls in itself and, you know, I understand your little phone problems. You missed my intro. It was really cute. I was telling everyone, you know, you kind of made me fall in love with AMC. No, you don't know. I wasn't really watching it back, you know, then. And then one day you happened to appear. And I'm like, okay, he's good looking. Okay, maybe I need to watch this. And so I'm like, okay, let me watch it. And I fell in love with you and Kendall. I totally fell in love with you and Kendall, and, you know, it was like, you know, you leaving AMC for me was very sad. I did a little protest. No one listened to me. So I guess the start of my interview is, how did you like, you know, working at AMC, even though it was only for a year?
It was my first really big job. It was, when I first started, it was spooky, I want to say. It was tough because, you know, I grew up watching Erica Kane, Susan. You know, in college, we did all of our classes around her. So when I got there, and Michael Knight, I was a big fan of as well, who played Cash. But, and so when I got there, I was like, wow, this is for real. And Susan came up to me the first day, and she goes, "Welcome, I'm Susan Lucci," and I'm like, "Yeah, I know who you are." And it was great. They were, that cast was really very close. We had a lot of fun together. But the thing about it is that they really reached out and helped me because I was, you know, I was new. I'd never done a soap opera before. You know, I really mainly had done commercials and a little small parts and a lot of modeling and stuff. So when I got there and got into having to the hardest thing I had to do was learn the dialogue. It was like going back to school again. It was almost like being a doctor. I had to learn 40 pages of dialogue a night, 5 days a week. I didn't have weekends because I was studying the whole time. It was very, very hard. But, you know, after about 5-6 months, I fell into it, and, then it became fun. And you could sit back and enjoy it. And, you know, then we started, you know, pranking everybody. And then me and Sarah and Kelly Ripa, Eva LaRue, Callahan. You know, there was about 7-8 of us that were really close. And, you know, we traveled together and just had a really good time. It was a great time. It was a great, great two and a half a learning experience.
Do you do you guys still keep in touch? I mean, you guys will. It seemed like watching you guys on the show, you guys had that friendship. And so, do you guys? I mean, I know everyone, you know, gone on with their life. Unfortunately, AMC, you know, ended last year. But do you guys keep in touch?
A little bit. You know, we see each other at events and things like that. Not as much as we used to. I mean, over the years, they've been to New York, and me being out here, we kind of fell out. But, you know, of course, Kelly, I hardly ever get to see Kelly. I see Mark every now and then, but Kelly, no. Unless I'm in New York and, you know, I know where she lives. But I see Eva every now and then and Sarah every now and then. So, but
yeah,
not like we used to.
Well, I mean, see, this is on her second kid with Freddie, and I'm like, wow. And then I read that you knew about Kelly and Mark getting married before anyone else. And I find that, you know, funny because they really didn't tell, you know, their parents until they got outed by the press. But I thought it was wrong for the press to out them like that. I'm like, hey, that's not nice. And, I mean...
No. Well, the press is not nice, first of all, so we're used to that. But Mark lived with me. When he first moved to New York and started the show, Mark lived with me.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we were, you know, me and Mark were very close, and we were running. Matter of fact, when I left all my children and moved to L.A., I gave him all the furniture in my apartment. I said, just take it. Get a moving company to come get it. You can have it. I'm not taking anything to L.A. but one suitcase. So.
Well, see, and that's, you know, I think it's good. I mean, if you want me to start a campaign, which I will, I have a couple campaigns, I think, because I want to see you on screen more. Carly is not happy. I haven't been happy in a while because, you know, I turn on B&B, and yes, I love with Forrester, yeah. But you are the Forrester guy I fell in love with. And I'm like, okay, where is Stone? Stone needs to, you know, shake things up with Taylor a little more. You know, find someone else. And you have not been on. And everyone is missing you. Me.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, what's going on there? I mean, are you going back? I mean, if you can say.
I'm going back. We just came off a hiatus. We've been on a 5-week vacation for summer. We do that every year, and I start shooting again next week, and then the week after I'm shooting. But, you know, the thing about it is you have to realize that it's a half-hour show, and, you know, I've been there for 16 years now, so when you get new blood, like these new the kids, the writers are really excited, so they just keep writing about them, and they kind of forget about us, and then they, you know, see us, and they're like, oh, I got to get him back in. And so from what I understand, there's some, I guess, some stuff coming up with. I think they're going to really start exploring Thorne and Taylor again.
Good.
Which I love. They call TNT now. Dynamite. But, yeah, so we'll see what happens there. But, you know, the thing about it is I have really been doing a lot of other things. It took me 5 years to get this movie done, which we've been working on, and we finally got it shot.
What's the movie about?
It's Cathedral Canyon. It's based on the polygamy situation that is going on in the United States underneath our noses, and the government doesn't seem to be doing anything about it. Because
no, they don't.
The amount of money that these churches have and the so-called prophets of the church. But, in the United States of America, a girl who is under the age of 18, if she's married off to an elder, it's considered rape. No matter which way you look at it, it's considered rape. And because they are so powerful with money, they're letting it slide. So we went in, and we've had to change the name 3 times because of them trying to stop us from shooting it. But we got it done. It's very controversial, and it's going to call out a lot of people, and I'm damn proud of it. So
I'm glad you're doing it.
I am glad
you're doing it because, you know, they have been getting away with it forever. And how was shooting it in Arizona? I mean, I hope you didn't have to do it during the hot
Well, I'm going to tell you what, it was the hardest thing I've ever done, because first of all, I've been working on that project for 5 years. I hired Lorenzo Lamas to direct the movie for me. And then I had the guy that was playing my partner in the movie from Ricardo from Desperate Housewives, Eva Longoria's husband on the show.
Yeah.
I hired him to play my part. He's been a friend of mine for many years, as well as Eva has, but I hired him at the last minute. Lorenzo booked Dancing with the Stars in Brazil, dropped out, couldn't direct, and then Ricardo booked Streetcar and Desire to play up in Minnesota. So he said, I got it. I said, I understand. Everybody wants to do Stella. Go do it. So I had to audition some new guy, and I found this kid out of Arizona, actually, Jose Rossetti, who did a marvelous job. And I called the writer, and I said, look, I'm bringing in another producer, and I'm going to help direct, star, and rewrite as we go. And you know what? Hey, we know this movie. We can do it. So we did it all three together, and I had Britt, who's a producer out here, actually was my point guy to watch me in the scenes to make sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, because I'm worried about the cameras and everything else. So it was quite an experience. I don't know if I'll ever do that again, because it just completely, wore me out. Now, in the meantime, we're in Arizona shooting that. I've got 30 days to shoot that movie, because I have to be in Belgium and in the south of France for 30 days doing a big magazine thing for climbing Mont Ventoux on a bicycle. So I'm supposed to be training in Arizona. Meanwhile,
shoot
this movie, staying up 20 hours a day. Rewrite tonight.
Okay, when do you sleep? I mean, I don't sleep a lot, but when do you ever find time to sleep or to train? When do you find the time to do that? Hello? Hello? Okay, you guys, I think I have to call him back because his phone is being bad. Okay, so you guys, in the hospital was great, right? Yeah, okay. Hold on.
The tone, please record your message.
Hey, you guys, I'm still trying him. His phone was having issues today, so let me try him again. While I breathe.
Thanks.
Hey, can everyone hear me? I'm back. I cannot get a hold of him yet. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna scream, but no, not really. Okay, I guess I'm gonna try him one more time. I think this never happened to Anderson Cooper, you guys. Yeah. So I want to play a song for you guys really quick. Okay, I'm putting a song on for a minute. Let's see.
I was blown away. What could I say? It all seemed to make sense. You're taking away everything, and I can't do without. I try to see the good in life, but good things in life are hard to find.
Can you hear me now? I'm 443, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Candace.
And Wendy, you're still here, right? Hey, is everyone back?
What happened?
Wendy? Okay, is everyone here?
I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm the only one.
Hi, you guys. I'm doing it one more time. Anyone in the chat room want to throw something and get the wall for me, they can. Hold on. Candace, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, just keep talking, please. Please.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Miss Morgan. Okay, he's having phone issues. Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. We're having fun tonight. Woo woo.
Okay, is everyone here?
Yep.
Candace?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. Candace, Candace,
yeah,
you have a question?
I was just wondering how do you feel about the whole, how daytime the community, as far as folks go, like, how do you feel as an actor? How do you foresee it? Do you see it carrying on for the next 10 years? Do you see changes, huge changes? Like, what is your take about?
I'm praying that we can just get through the remainder of the contract that we have for 3 years, to be honest with you, because you know, the genre has changed so much, and the reality television is destroyed. You know, to me, it's just destroyed television, and that's how, you know, most actors feel. It, you know, it's a lot cheaper for the networks. See, the networks only care about one thing, and that's money. And they don't care what show's on. They just want to make money. And they don't care if it's acting. It's just, you know, they don't care if, you know. You know, I remember years and years ago the movie that came out about Running Man, and people wanted to see... you know, the guy was being hunted until he was killed, and people tuned in to see that. And I remember thinking, you know, television one day is going to go that way. And that's, you know, we're not too far from it now with all this stuff, with everything that's going on. So, I hate to see daytime go, because it's been a, you know, it's a great genre. It's such a fun medium, you know, for all of us to do. But, you know, it's also... You know, a huge audience has relied on it for years. You know, stay-at-home moms and you know, in college. I mean, you know, I did all of my classes around all my children. You know, and I'm there with 350-pound football players that are, I remember General Hospital when Luke saw Laura again. Of course, I'm starting to say my age, but I remember that. So, you know, I hate to see it go, but I be honest, I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to hold on.
Right. Aww. I am a huge fan. Like, seriously, I still remember the exact date when Bone the Beautiful came on and took over for Capitol. I still remember, like, all of that. And I admire everything in the daytime community. Not just, you know, the producers, but the actors, because you guys have to memorize so many lines. Just for one day, for 5 days, for, you know, because you guys don't take a break. Like, and I just find it interesting when I hear people this daytime, like, pretty much say, oh, community, that's just for wannabe actors. And I'm, like, looking at how many talented actors are on these shows. I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
You know, it's
about?
Funny, people that usually say that are people that can't get hired. I'll tell you what, I've worked with some superstars, and one of them being Betty White, who played my grandmother recently. And when she first came on the show, she could not fathom the amount of material that she had to learn and show up with the next day. And we were laughing. I said, yeah, welcome to daytime, Betty. So, you know, the guy that played my doctor on All My Children, he's been in every Woody Allen movie. And he was... I remember I had a 3-page monologue scene with him, and he said 2 words, and I had to do a 2-page monologue again. And when I did it with him without missing a word, he just completely looked at me and goes, "Wow!" I said, "What?" He goes, "You didn't stop." I said, "No, we don't stop." So, you know, it's not an easy medium. So,
yeah, like I said, I respect you guys, because I can't even do it. I'd be like, how in the world did they do that?
Well, I'll tell you this. My mother is like, my mother was livid with me when she saw me memorize, and she goes, you couldn't memorize a damn thing in school, and you could get up there and memorize 40 pages in one night. I said, yeah, Ma. If it's not interesting, I have no part of it.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's fun, though. You know, we'll just think about Bold and the Beautiful is, though, you know, we've got to produce this show for 130-some-odd countries still. So we don't have to shoot the show in the United States. We don't. We can take it off the air here, and we can still survive. So, I think we're going to be okay for a while. We'll see. If, you know,
right.
We'll see.
I really have grown up, I can honestly say this, with you guys, like, to watch and be, like, the ups and downs and the battles. And it's, like, now with the daytime community, like, I literally grew up watching soaps. So with it just being now, like, Young and Restless and Bone and Beautiful, General Hospital, and Dead, it's, like, remember when it was, like, 10 or 12 soaps going?
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like...
Well, back when I started All My Children, it was. You know, I remember, because when we were shooting that, Loving was right across the hall from us.
Oh, Loving.
You remember that show?
Yeah.
I remember it going off the air.
Yeah, I remember that was a dark day in my family, in my family house. It was like, okay, and I was understand, but then like as I got older, like with all my
right.
children wanting like to live as the world turns me down light, it was like it hit me like really hard.
Yeah.
To the point I did take a day off from my job. But
well, I appreciate you being such a big fan. You keep us on the air. Really
well,
good.
Yeah, she is, believe me, I've seen her in motion, and yeah, she is one of those, yeah, good little fans, not crazy
die
little,
hard.
Yeah,
die. Yeah,
Ken, I'm going to put you on mute for other calls, can call, but I will put you on later, don't worry.
Okay, have a good night.
You too. Take care. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
So, yeah, you mentioned about Betty White with your grandma, and how was that? Because, oh, my God, Golden Girls, everything she's been in, how was it for you, you know, being able to, you know, be her grandson, even though everyone thought she died a long time ago to kill you? How was it for you?
Well, she's a living legend. I mean, and, you know, I lived down the street from Bob Hope for 15 years when I first moved in there. And, you know, and she comes from that genre, and she's, you know, she's outlived them all, and she's been employed for 80 years. I mean, she's just absolutely, she's the sweetest, nicest lady, professional. I mean, it was an honor. I worked with Betty White. I mean, my God, you know, it was an honor.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was, I mean, you know, I was sad when she died. I'm like, no,
yeah.
Don't kill her.
Yeah.
And then
I
she
don't
died.
Know. I wish they wouldn't.
But the
I
way,
wish they wouldn't have killed her either.
Well,
I think they wish they wouldn't have, too, because all of a sudden Betty White just went, her, you know, career just jumped again.
Well, yeah, and, you know, on board in the beautiful Astone, you are known as almost the sex child. Well, not that, but, you know, it's always been about words and, you know, everyone but you. And I think, you know, Stone needs to do the evil side of him because you've been way too nice for a long time. You know, you get your brother's hands out. You know, you lose the love of your life. I mean,
yeah.
All of this. And so, do you like being the nice fellow still, or will you want this character to go semi over the edge, not crazy fully, but, you know, finally stand up to your brother and your mother?
You know, the thing about it, it's the dynamics of the show. You know, it's not going to be interesting if we, you know, you got to pull for, you know, people pull for Thorne because he is the younger, you know, the son, and then, you know, the second child syndrome there is what you're dealing with. And that's
yep.
what makes that story, that's what makes it interesting and makes you want to tune in because you want to, and then, you know, but Thorne does win on a lot of occasions. It's just not as much as Ridge does. And that's what, you know, it's like, it's very similar to what they did with Dynasty when Dynasty was so big with, you know, with Blake, and then they had, Alexis and the other woman, and, you know, sometimes they were on top, next time they were on top, so you'd always, you know, it was going up and down, and it kept you interested, and I think that's what, you know, this dysfunctionalism that we have of this family, and the mother who's got her nose into everybody's business, and, you know, the father and the two brothers can't seem to find a woman but one that they like to share and marry and have children with, I mean, you know, and they're billionaires, and it's, you know, it's kind of goofy, and I mean, it's crazy. It's fun to watch, you know. So.
I have to ask that you brought it there. So, how is it that all three of you guys go for Brooke? I mean, I understand she's great to look at. I love her. But you know, when really, I mean, your dad and your brother. I mean, yeah, with your half brother anyway. But for you, how do you ever feel like? You know, oh, my gosh, they are going there. Oh, wow, did you just like it? Because I love you and Taylor. You bring a good side of Taylor out, in my opinion.
Yeah, we have fun. I love Taylor. I mean, we're, you know, from the same neck of the woods, and we both have a, you know, Hunter's got a great sense of humor. She's fun. She can be a little wicked. She likes to play jokes, and I'm the same way. So, you know, we're at very ease, and, I mean, we come, you know, we both grew up in Texas and very close to each other, actually. Matter of fact, she was at a football game that I played in when we were in school. So she actually told me to play football. We beat her.
We beat her
in high school, yeah. I know, isn't that funny?
That is spooky, yeah. But not the other spooky thing I discovered about you. Okay, so you were born the day that JFK died. Okay, to me, when I read that, I'm like, okay. You know, I mean.
Yeah, it was the exact minute, actually.
What?
It was the exact minute.
Okay, see, that is spooky. When I saw that spook, that spooked me out because I'm like, wow. We have another call. Audrey, you on the air with us? Audrey? Okay, well, I guess he, you know. Okay, Silo, you on the air with us.
Hi, everyone in the room, and welcome, Harmon.
Hi.
I just
Who's
this now? This is, my real name's Dawn. And,
hi, Dawn.
I got so flustered. I meant Windsor. I want to thank you for being on the soaps. I've been a long time fan. I've been watching since late 60s in high school during summer break. That's how I got started. And just recently, well, fairly recently, started watching B&B, and I love it. I mean, I've been enjoying it, and I would love for TNT to happen. I think that'd be awesome, because I really like Taylor. And I think it will give you, you know, giving us more on-screen time with you. So I think it'd be a great combination. And I've lived in Arizona for 35-plus years, and I want to thank you so much. I'm glad you told us about your movie. I am looking forward to seeing it. I totally understand the point of it. I've been totally worked up about that whole community for quite some time. And I guess I was just really not pleased with how everything got handled, and then it just went by the wayside. I'm like, this goes on every day, and this, anybody who goes to that city or town, you know, everybody is part of the church, and it's like... There's no getting out of it with these young ladies and these young children, and
We actually met with one of the ladies who would house the boys when the police and they run up the older boys out of town, so there's no competition.
Yes.
And the kids and these girls also, when they would escape, would go to these houses. And there's people that take care of them. We actually met with a lady, and that's how we got some of the dead-on storyline, which is some of the – I actually directed the scene when we had the reporter go to and visit with them in the movie. I'll tell you what, if you go on to YouTube and type in Cathedral Canyon trailer, you can watch the trailer of the movie, and it'll give you a good idea of what we're doing.
Oh, good. Do you have any idea when this is going to roll out so I can keep
I'm hoping within the next couple of months. It's in New York right now going through sound. It takes a long time for movies.
Yeah.
It's just so much going on. So we're doing sound now. Hopefully hopefully they'll get it right. You know, so, and there's a lot of other things that happened that, that due to legal matters I'm not allowed to talk about, but
it's been a fun ride,
and you know, it's good because we're going to slap some people around for being naughty. Simple as that.
Well, and
so,
it comes out as kind of a critical timing.
Yes,
true.
We tried to get it out a lot. We tried to get it out a lot earlier because there was a time when it would have been perfect to be released. But, you know, a couple of years ago would have been great, but I just was not going to jeopardize any, you know, any of the film for time.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I hope it makes people remember and think again about the issues there. So thank you very much. I'll let other callers.
You're very welcome. Okay.
Take care, and we'll see you on B&B.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
Shiloh.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, we're going to have to wrap it up pretty soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm probably about 7:45 because I've got to get to a dinner.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So, were you ever wanting to do, like, you said you did, like, reality TV.
I'm not interested in doing. Somebody tried to get me to be a bachelor. I said, no way.
I would have voted for you.
Yeah. No, I definitely don't want to find my love on a TV show.
I don't blame you, but I think the phones are being weird because there's a lot of echoing.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Oh, we were having sound difficulties.
Oh.
So maybe there's no one else on hold, and you said you have to be going, but I was wondering if you would call back in when the movie comes out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I got your phone number. I'll call you back, and we'll continue. Because
okay.
Huh?
That's perfect.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much, and to
yes.
all your listeners, thank you for watching, and we will chat again.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, take care, Carla.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you guys, I'm going to bring, you know, everyone on. You on the line. A59, you on the line. Kathy is on the line, too.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Shiloh. Hello. Hi, Callie.
Okay, this is the point where you all need to tell me that was a really good interview because right now I'm feeling really
crappy.
It was a great interview.
He's a nice guy.
It just had technical issues.
That's
not your fault.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
you did great.
Okay,
yeah.
I was just freaking out and, you know, his phone was not working.
He's a
and
nice guy.
Like, yeah, he is.
I thought that too.
No, it was fine. You did great. It was a good interview.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about what I've been wanting to talk about all freaking day. You know, can I say Twitter blew up today? Twitter totally blew up.
It was so good.
Yes, it was. It was a great yesterday too.
Oh,
yeah.
But I just love Jerry. I mean, I'm sorry, but Jerry just. Oh,
I do
I love
too.
Jerry. I love Jerry.
I do too.
And he was so great today. It was just so good.
Yep.
And you know me, I'm usually Miss Negatory, so the fact that I'm
yeah,
going out,
okay,
you know.
And you know what? And if you get negative tonight, I'm putting you on mute for
I'm not 2 minutes.
I'm negative. I don't like Jerry.
You don't like Jerry?
Really?
Oh, I love him.
You know what?
Great. I don't like Jerry.
Well, he's not going to be there permanently. It's,
no,
you
he's
know,
not back. And Jax is coming back, too.
I don't like Jerry threatening Elizabeth.
Don't
worry, Kathy. Everything will be bad.
I know nothing's going to happen to her. Jason will save her. I know.
I got to say is the thing that I think we will be going on very soon, and all the, you know, the other fan base, the Ruck, Duck, Cover, and Hide, and, you know, 4 years is up, their time has come, our time is now, and we got to just fucking enjoy it.
Yep.
You know what? I just want the divorce to happen. I'm getting sick and tired.
Yeah, me too.
I am now back to bashing Sam on the ABC board because she is driving me freaking nuts.
Because she doesn't take responsibility for anything, yet she throws Jason
under the bus. Did you see this week's with her being a PA, PI, trying to get that safe open, and then she leaves it in a mess? I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know, that was so stupid. That was stupid.
Oh! I'm hoping she decides not to come back, however long her Dancing with the Stars lasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she doesn't leave General for that. She does both.
You know what?
She won't be taking
okay.
it. She won't be honest.
You know what?
No.
You know what? That, you know what? Let's all get on our hands and knees and pray that her time is. Is it still only an hour tonight? No, actually, tonight is for, like, 10-9 my time, probably later, but I don't want to go so late because calling's been really crappy sleeper lately, and calling needs a sleep, and... are we so Bluetooth? Remember, call in. And, what else? Oh, and I know, Audrey, you love the Olympics, and I'm here for you, babe.
I love my Michael Phelps. That's who I love.
Well,
me too. I just watched him win again.
Kathy, remember, you and I are anti-Olympics
but
because of David
Bowie.
But I
every night. I love gymnastics.
I know,
and
but
I love
come on,
Will.
We are anti it because of Dave, remember?
Right. We like to. I don't like the
anti
daytime
during
Olympics.
The day. During
I don't
the day.
Like it
we're
during the day.
We're talking about night. We're talking night.
Okay.
I like night.
Gymnastics are night. So they're
night.
Okay.
I like it at night.
Amanda is on the line. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, Carly.
So, Amanda, you want to talk about your little project?
Okay. I have been working on a surprise for the last couple weeks for Jen Lilly. I've been tweeting and messaging and emailing everybody that I had contact info for like crazy. So if you're interested, come find me. I will post my Twitter handle. It's the same as my username on here. And it's for a complete, basically, Twitter party for Jen Lilly. We're going to try to trend Happy Birthday Jen Lilly. We're going to change our avatars and backgrounds to the creations I made for her birthday. And it has already started. It was supposed to start at 12 tonight, but somebody ruined the surprise, so I had to start early.
Who ruined the surprise?
I'm not going to make... anybody at fault because everybody would know exactly who she was, but she apologized and I forgave her, so.
Okay.
She didn't
realize
that.
Well, that's big of you. I don't think I could.
A surprise that I worked on for a month kind of got out, and I
would be
everybody at the. I emailed everybody at the last minute just to make sure that didn't happen because I wanted her to be able to see everything at once, and then one person that has a lot of followers, that has a lot of supporters, tweeted something out and then ended up doing a follow Friday to Jen Lilly with the surprise in hand. So
you're kidding.
I kind of had to make the surprise go out early.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
Yeah, but she said sorry and that she didn't realize that she would be able to see it, so...
Yeah, well, some people always have the answers. Some people just have the answers and, you know, they can make up stuff on the fly and cover their asses. So,
I think I know who you're talking about, so that sucks.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you guys, I know I've said this before, but, you know, I do love the hot weather. I really do. But it's like 82, and it's still like almost 8 o'clock at night, people.
Same here.
And, I have my air conditioning on, which is a good thing, but it's just, you know, it's muggy in the air. It's so muggy. So we are getting... you know, we are getting a couple. I feel more and more each day. You know,
Anybody heard when this divorce is going to happen? I'm so sick of those two.
You know what? I have a feeling very soon. I don't think we should be worried right now. You know, divorces can happen really quick. You know, hell.
Well, I'm worried that if Jason does connect with Liz, I don't want him to be married to Skank.
Oh, don't worry about that. Do not worry about that. Put that out of your mind.
Well, I just think they're dragging it on. I mean, either. Either do it or no. You know what I mean?
You know, like, yeah.
Exactly. I'm so
I think they are just waiting on, I think it's going to happen.
Kelly, you're cutting out.
Yeah, oh my God.
You're cutting out.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Yeah.
Okay, but no, I just think give it a couple of months. Give it about a week or two.
Okay.
I think today was a very good first selling day. Thing to come.
Well, they're moving things along, so I'm very grateful.
I liked yesterday when they were looking at each other at the table. I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was definitely watching Liz more.
Oh yeah.
Upset when he had the hand fist when the he saw them holding hands. That was funny.
He was so jealous.
Jason. You.
Yeah.
He was so jealous.
About damn time.
Oh, my God.
Jason gets a clue.
I agree.
Are we going to bash the magazines? Because I guess what they Soap Opera Digest has a thing in there about the fan club weekend, and they have a quote from him, from Steve, that he said apparently said at his event, which people who were there said they did not hear him say, but they have him quoted as saying he's just staying to wrap up the baby storyline, and then he's leaving.
Oh, you know what? Go fuck yourself, people. That's what I have to say about that. Because, no, he is not leaving. Okay, so, you know, whatever.
Calm down, Carly. Calm down.
No, don't tell me to calm down. I'm sick and tired of those stupid brass who has gotten good for 4 years And oh, the moment Nana came on the fucking real one, oh, he's wrapping up the baby, still ain't leaving. You know what, Basecamp fans, come after me. I don't care. You need to back the hell off. Just because you couple isn't, you know, going the way you want, oh, it's time to create false rumors. Okay, why don't you, the Sam fan, go graduate from high school and graduate from some other degree and just leave us alone because you've had it for 4 years. And they are just starting shit. I know of a lot of people that went there that were never said, you know,
right.
They can go screw themselves.
Righto, Kali. Right on.
No, I'm just thinking that a magazine should get quotes right, you know. I mean, they should actually have somebody there to say what he did
okay.
or didn't say.
Number one, the film magazines have been lying for years and quoting whatever they want. If you know what, you listen to the magazines all the time.
I don't think he'd say something like that.
No, he would not.
No,
you know,
I'm saying that they're completely. I'm not defending them. I'm saying they got it wrong. I'm saying that, you know,
right.
as a publication, they should get their crap right.
They won't because, you know what, both of the magazines, one said, you know, ride on that other fan base coattails for as long as they want.
Oh, I know.
They
won't
wipe Kimo's ass. If Kimo could not wipe her ass, they would do it for her.
I know.
I tell you what, I go on the ABC board, and I'm so sick of seeing Sam, I'm no longer supporting McBam or nothing. I'm going, get this woman off my screen, period.
Yeah, I want her off.
Well, you know what, you guys?
I'm not supporting McBam either. I don't want her on there.
You know what, I think it's bad when already people are stewing upset when people already know where he stewed about things a while ago. They are going to say whatever they want to say. And, you know, when the chips fall where they may and they will fall hard for another fan base, I hope a certain crazy delusional fan ends up in the mentor world.
Well, I pretty much called them out today. They said somebody posted a comment about, and what has Becky done other than this show? And so I went in, I got her work history, and I put it in a response. And I said, you want to know what Becky's done in her life? This is it.
Yeah.
And then I told someone else responded to what I said, like, wow, I didn't know she did all that. And I said, yeah, well, I want to hear what Kimo's done.
Yeah, Playboy.
Other than Playboy?
Yeah, I mean, I only know of a few things that she's done. She has not had a career, per se, in entertaining.
No, well, she has been entertaining, Shiloh.
No, even her little, she didn't go to the Playboy crap till like 89.
Well, her only acting experiences has been in soaps. That's it. I mean, her first acting
No, she
was
had
Charles.
That X-rated movie.
Oh, well, I didn't know about that, so I'm sorry. I'm stand corrected. But I mean, I know that Poor Charles was, like, the first legitimate thing that she...
So how old was she in 89?
She's in her 30s, right? She's, like, 35?
Yeah. In 89? In 89? Wait, in 89?
Yeah, because that's when...
I thought that's what I read one time.
That was her first Playboy thing?
And what? How old is he, 36?
No, she's 35, isn't she?
No.
She's 35.
Well, okay. I don't want to be older than Kimo, okay, you guys? So, I decide I'm bumping her age, just for my benefit, this for my benefit.
Carly.
This for my benefit and yeah. Okay,
I'm
going to
tell
in,
you.
How old
was
she in 89?
Hold on.
Are you
Yeah, Amanda, yeah.
Hold on. It says, wow, well, on the plus side, you won't have to read or interact with us, blah, or have us back on your show. Soaked in Death ABC just tweeted that to you.
What?
What'd they say?
Yeah.
What?
Wow, well, on the plus side, you won't have to read or interact with us, blah, or have us back on your show.
Wow!
Oh, Billy, I might need the computer.
Wow!
Someone's writing bad things to Kali on the computer.
Because of your conversation earlier with your conversation earlier with licensed Rose.
Uh huh.
They seen that, and that's what they just tweeted to you just now.
Well, Wow, Howie and Miss Sue.
What conversation did you have?
Oh, I did. I was agreeing with her that they are pirates, said, and they are always stirring up trouble. And Wizard is so rude about everything he says. That's all I said.
Mm.
You know,
no one listens to anyway.
What people are saying, he wouldn't be so defensive about. If you have nothing to, if you aren't guilty of
no
something,
no one got
you're not
any of mine. It's too early.
It was the conversation you were doing earlier. You were talking to her about your back, and said something. Then she said, "Thanks, now." The ABC Soap and Death Twitter is being rude because I called them out on a rude caption in their magazine. And you replied, I hate Soaps and Death so much. Do you have time for a direct message? And then that was their reply to your message.
Well, I do. Okay, is this the first time you guys heard me saying something like that on the show? Okay, it's not a secret. Kathy, you heard me say that I hate Soaps and Death, right?
I can't stand Soaps and Depth, and they write good JSAM fans.
Tyler, you've heard me say that I...
I've heard you
okay.
say that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've never made it a secret, you guys. I've been very open for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it. Soaps and Depth.
Wow. No, I just find it funny that I got blocked from a magazine. He's so intimidated by me. I find that funny.
They blocked you?
Yeah.
I hate following them.
Well, Amanda, thank you for letting me know.
I just seen it on my timeline, so that's why I figured out.
Yeah, yes, it came out on my Twitter that I blocked you. I don't read the magazine anymore. Do you think he was listening to the show? Well, you know what? Maybe because, you know, with the sim, has to beg people to call into his show. So, you know, he has to say, oh, no one loves me today. No one cares what I have to say. Well, when you've been wiping and killing my uncle's butt for the last 4 years, you're not going to like anyone.
I wouldn't buy a Soaps in Depth if
now,
someone bought it for me. I wouldn't read it.
How do we know he's talking about Carly?
It's a message to her.
It's a message to me.
It didn't say to her. It just said, if you're going to hate on me, you're going to get blocked. Embrace the madness.
No, it says to her.
Yeah, to me. He wrote a direct thing on Twitter. You know, anyone in my timeline will see that.
It says at daytime 6976.
I see it.
Yeah.
I can't get
on
my
computer.
Or
favorite
it.
I don't know which one I wanted to
do.
I didn't know he was ever on the show.
Oh, Terry's on the phone, you guys. Hey, Terry.
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the Dungeon. Guess what?
Yes.
I just got blocked. by ABC Soaps in Depth.
Why, what did you do?
Nothing.
Well,
I think he's blocking everybody that's given time. The reason why I said this because it's an inside joke between us two.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was just trying to be funny. Yeah.
But no, he blocked me. I'm like, this is funny because, you know, I mean, you know of everyone that, you know, how much I hate that magazine. And, you know, I did my job, people. I did my job for you guys. You're welcome. So, any baby news for us?
No, we're still waiting. She decided that they asked her if she wants to stay in the hospital, so she's going to stay. They're going to give her something to help her sleep, and she's only at 1 centimeter right now, so.
You guys, Terry's gonna be a great aunt any moment. Well, not any moment.
I'm hoping before I go to, because I took the day off today because we thought they were gonna induce her and stuff and everything, and so I don't know. I don't think her doctor knew what they were talking about. I don't know. They were like saying they could have just said, well, we'll schedule you for like maybe next week or something, but no. Well, I think they're worried about the baby about pooping or something in there.
Yeah, tell them because
when
you told me that, I never heard of that, so.
We were sitting in the hospital, and she's like, it was so fun being pregnant, but now it's not so fun. She's barely getting any, she's barely having any pain, and it hurts, and I'm like, oh my, and I'm, my sister's like, it's going to get worse.
Is she overdue? I mean, is she overdue?
She was due yesterday. She's only like, she's overdue like one day, so.
But they don't give them a lot. Audrey does babies.
I don't think I could watch.
Audrey did. What Terry said was true about. What were you telling me about the, you know, if she will.
About what?
If she went to the bathroom and...
Oh, no, not her, the baby. Like, if, I don't know, they're talking about the baby pooped or something. They're worried about the baby poops and it's gonna, she's going to choke and he's going to die. That's what they're worried about.
They're worried about meconium, but that... Yeah, they're worried about meconium. Aspirate on that, yeah.
I never heard of. And so is that, like, really slow? Do you think she will be in labor for a while? She's only a one.
I'm sorry. I can't see her go. I'm kind of glad we left because I don't think I'd be able to watch her go through all that pain.
I am never watching a live birth ever again. I saw my sister and I walked out in the room and the first thing I told my dad was sex is bad. And he laughed. He's like, yes. Yes.
Oh, well, I tell you what, millions of women have gone through it, and we survived.
Yeah.
All you do is get an epidural.
Well, my grandma, you know, would tell me that she got
knocked out, right?
You know, and I'm like, how cool.
So did my mom.
Yeah.
Years ago,
they were telling her that. They were trying to induce her, but it wasn't helping. And they said, if you stay here, we'll release you. We might have to release you unless we'll have to do a C-section. And she doesn't want to have to do a C-section. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. This is a waiting game now. So it might be 3 in the morning, so you might be expecting a call from me.
Only 1 centimeter, she may not end up till tomorrow late afternoon or evening.
I'm just saying, three in the morning or 3 in the morning next day or whatever. So I told her, I'm telling Carly, just expect a phone call. It could be any hour of the day.
You know, my sister was like 5 centimeters. That's how you say it, right? And she was cleaning. And my dad, Terry knows my dad. My dad freaked out. My dad never freaks out. And he goes, that's it. We got to get you to the hospital. You cannot have your baby on the side of the road. And my sister looked at him with an evil glow that I've never seen before and said, Dad, I do this for a living. I know what I'm doing. And so, yeah, you know, see God there, we were all there. The doctor told us, well, see, not that close yet. So we went back to her house, and my parents put their little boy down, and I was on the phone with Layton, and because Terry went to bed, and my mom goes, get dressed. I'm like, why? He goes, see, then labor again. We have to go. We went there, and we were there for 4 hours, and she didn't deliver yet. And I walked up to her, and I'm like, you want some flowers? You want a vocal point? You want to hit someone? I'm here. If you don't get away from me, you will be injured. And I'm like, okay. But then I feel bad for her husband because she blamed him, and she did not want to ever be touched again. So, yeah, that's, you know. Yeah, I do feel sorry for women that are in labor. I really do.
Especially if it's
just messaged out what I was trying to tell you. Did you see the chat? Yeah. Delay just messaged out what I was just trying to tell you. He said, he mentioned you by name. Apparently, Carly, hostess of Daytime After Dark, wonders why she was blocked. When you say I hate Soaps and Death so much, why wouldn't I block you?
Wow!
Oh, I got to get on. Billy's using the computer.
Wow. Well, you know what?
If you hate us for whatever reason, which this is just general, well, that's okay, but I'm not going to open my door and say, come on in. I'm going to block you at the door.
Wow.
But that's just a general. That's not.
Well, okay. So, well, okay, everyone on the phone, do you think I was right along with, you know, going after him today?
Well, I don't think it's a good idea to publicly go against, attack somebody or say something like that, but that's my personal thing.
You know what? I was just saying to a Fair Layton fan, and you know, I mean, I've always had that feeling, you know, ever since that SFB came on my show, and when I you know, I asked him about this Super Smackdown, and he goes, oh, I didn't remember it was Layton week or whatever. You ran a contest for how many weeks? You got all caught up in your life, and you don't like it when I call you out. Well, deal with that little wizard who needs to be scratched like a bug.
Be proud of yourself that they blocked you. The trash
magazine.
I am
like proud of myself. So, Cherry, can you stay long, or are you tired?
I'm not falling asleep or anything. I am tired. I mean, I've been up since much of bed late. I've been up. I've been worried, and you know, And I think I might go to work tomorrow. Yeah, I just told my family, go, just text me at work. If I have to leave early, I'll just leave early. So this, because I told my boss yesterday, my manager, I go, oh yeah, my they're visiting my niece tomorrow, and so can I take the day off? And you know, so I did, and I, you know, could have stayed, I could have went, but yeah. So I just lost some hours at work. That's okay.
Well, you know what?
It's
the way
good.
I'll
just like make up it, huh?
You know, no,
is
I mean,
Michael Phelps getting another gold medal.
I don't know.
Oh God, you just okay?
Oh my God, Kathy.
I know, spoiled. Oh God, okay. Never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
I was so excited.
I was at work yesterday, and we have a TV. I work at the furniture store. There's a TV on, and I was trying not to be spoiled, so I spoiled myself one day, and I didn't want to watch it. And it got Gabby Douglas went all around. I'm like, damn it. But it's okay because I love watching the gymnastics, though. That was, at least I knew she won, and I knew
the spoilers last night. I watched her win. I loved it because they have the spoilers on, and I said no.
I cried. Happy. She's the first African, she made history, too. She's the first African-American to get it, too.
And she was great. She was great.
Yeah, wasn't she awesome?
Oh, she
I
was
have
awesome.
A question. Do you think that if Jordan Weaver would have got in there, we would have been 1-2? Or what? Do you think?
They would have
no?
been 1-2, either way.
I think so, too.
It would have been 1-2,
yeah.
either way.
Yeah.
Definitely Jordan. Jordan was great. She just had
yeah.
a bad night, unfortunately.
Yeah. Candace, you on ill?
Hi.
Hi, Candace.
Hi, Candace.
Hello.
So, Teal, I'm sorry you got spoiled.
No, it's okay. I'm watching it right now. I just turned it on. I have it on pause right now. I'm also recording. I recorded the last two nights because of the gymnastics, and I rewatched
it. I'm crying because this is the end of an era. I mean, I'm sorry. I love my Michael Phelps, and this is the end of an era.
Yeah,
I know, right? I love
him,
too.
He could come back. He could take himself out.
He's done.
Unless his mom twists his arm, but I doubt that that'll happen either.
Yeah.
I think he's
and
done.
And plus, he's in his prime. He's like 27, and that's technically, even though Ryan Laxton is 28.
Right.
Michael is really technically, like, quote-unquote, like you said, old for the sport.
How old is he?
He's 27. So he'll be 32 the next go-round?
31.
I'll ask the calls. Also, because I watched the Lee's on scenes today and then Jerry Jackson. Oh my God. I love how Jerry Jackson brought up the hostage court, the crisis and all that to Ewan and everything. And oh my God. You can see the foreshadowing all over the place.
I think. I cannot wait. I think this is going to be a fun summer.
Well, the summer's halfway over, okay. So it better be a fun rest of the summer.
Wow. Okay, so he said I'm blocked, right? What are you talking about?
I
am lost.
I feel like I missed something.
What?
I said I feel like I missed something after I called in and then hung up.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. What was a lot on my end going on after I called in and told you?
So when's I get the wedding started?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, when's it coming? We want to know.
Yeah, we want to know.
In the year 2225 or something. I don't know.
I want to know if anybody's heard a date when the divorce is final.
Oh God, I know. Really, please, somebody find out for me. I'm so gonna love that.
But Candace, I want to know when the wedding's coming. Your wedding, Candace. Before you talk about
dating doctor.
Silo, look in the room. That was funny. Oh my God. 317, you're on mail?
Hi, this is Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Have you been on Twitter today?
Did I do what today?
Have you been on Twitter?
I was on earlier during GH.
Well, Cassandra, How do you feel around the ABC Subs and Deaf guy?
About when he told someone to develop a sense of humor or stop reading the magazine?
Oh, well, guess what he said to this particular hostess? That would be me.
Yeah, he told that to you?
No, he told me, well, he goes, well, on the plus side, you won't have to. We don't interact with us. Block. I'll have you back on your show. Well, I will not have you back on my show if Spinelli, you know, where's them? No, and he goes, apparently calling the host of Daytime After Dark, wondering why she is blocked. I told someone on Twitter that I hate ABC Soaps and Depth.
Wow. I got myself over a year ago. That guy gets on my last nerve.
Thank you. Thank you. You are on Team Carly. You won't be on mute tonight.
Team Carly meaning you, right? Team Carly.
Yes, sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I want
me,
to write
me.
Back if I had my computer. I want to write back.
Well, yeah, write back and tell him.
I'm going to write back when I get the computer.
Tell him he can take it where the sun isn't sign. And why doesn't he just go over and make a baby with Ryan from SOS while he's at it? And, you know, they launch or not be attending a wedding, a bachelor party, because basically I have free reign of destroying everything. And so I should apologize. Oh, and by the way, okay, I spent $44 at Target today. Okay, but a really sad thing happened last night.
And I already told you how I felt about it. You've got to quit while you're ahead, especially when you're that much ahead.
Okay, can I tell my little story?
Okay, yes, fine.
Okay, so, well, Kathy knows that I went to the Chris Young concert. And don't worry, people, I kind of stalked him. I almost, the security guy sent me away.
I'm
in the media. I'm in the media. See my business card. It did not work. So I was gambling, you know, and I was doing really, 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 really well. And Carly got cocky. And Carly got mad at the machine. And Carly thought, oh, why do I bet $2 instead of, you know, 60 cents? And that was not good.
And you got to $108 and you didn't quit there, right?
Okay, if I quit there, this would not be a problem.
You know what? You remember what happened to me? Remember that night? And I thought I would say I was ahead of the game for like a half an hour. I kept going,
yeah.
and then I lost to $10. No, actually to nothing, remember?
Yep.
That's sad, and we try to repeat it like again. We try to go back to see if we could repeat it. That was the worst thing. You can okay, I'm gonna advise people, don't redeem yourself at a casino so you could win the money again, because it's not gonna work.
And
that's what they make their money on.
I know. For you to
I
go
know,
back, and it's like an addiction. That's exactly what it is.
Well,
yeah, they let you win
enough. You
want to
play more and more.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Carrie asked me something today, and it was like,
Yeah,
it was funny, but, you know, she goes, okay, so if you had to lose your arms and legs.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, how did you say it?
I go, if you had a choice between losing your arm and going and having the slot machine, who would you choose? She chose losing her arm over the slot machine, so.
Well, because, you guys, I'm going to defend myself. Because the slot machine, I hit it, and I'm like, well, this one is for you, Sam. So really, it's my anger is still that I work on. Yeah. So, people, those hands that you think are kaboom coming back, say aye.
I think, well, after seeing today's show, I go ahead.
I'm just so glad the pressure's off right now. Thank y'all for talking about other stuff.
No. I will get back to you. Don't worry, Candace. Don't worry.
Tony.
What?
So, who thinks our couple is coming back?
I do.
Especially,
and I love Jerry Pimping Liaison today on GH. That was awesome.
Wasn't that awesome? It was so awesome. I felt like I was like 10 years ago when they were in the, or well, how many years ago it was, when they were in their Jakes, you know, when they were talking and stuff, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
Remember? I felt like we were 12 years. So it was so wonderful. You can tell she's got, you can tell they have feelings for each other. I don't care what anybody says. It's right there in their eyes with each other, you know?
And did you see the way he was, it seemed like Jason was so, I mean, when she said, she notices him when he's around. He looked down like he was really
sad. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. That was like, I know, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I just felt like I just wanted to keep. I felt like I could go on and on and on, like all day with them. I could watch them the rest of my life. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I will never get tired of them. You know?
Yeah, I think Liaison is definitely coming. Liaison and McBam.
Yes, I agree, Candace. Oh, and by the way, you guys, I forgot to announce my the big announcement at the beginning of the show next week. Christopher St. John Neal from YNL will be here in the house. I am very happy. I did that move at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm welcoming myself. Thank you. I think this is going to be a really good time for us, and I think we just have to enjoy it, and, you know, and I cannot wait to see a person not to go down for everything she should have went down.
Hope she does.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm seeing all kinds of rumblings on my page right now.
About what?
About Jerry, how he showed his interest in Elizabeth and how Elizabeth and Jason have this connection and how he possibly have Jake, too.
Oh, God, yes.
What page is this?
Oh, my God.
This is just on my Twitter.
What's your
Twitter? Well, is there any way you can, like, put in the room? Would you mind doing that, Amanda?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, you're going to send me, you know what, Carly? I forgot the Twitter, Ollie. You're going to send me, you have to send me the password and stuff. I haven't been on Twitter for a long time, so.
Okay,
you're going to have to send me all that information. I'm going to hack your Twitter account. No, I'm kidding.
I shouldn't say that on air,
huh? They'll probably think I'm a hacker.
I know, crap, that is. Because I'm sure a lot of people would buy the track of my Twitter account after tonight.
I had to get off Twitter earlier. I'm a Sam fan, but too many Sam fans follow me because it was all types of Liaison hate and Jake hate on my time. I was like, I gotta follow some of these people.
It's like, sometimes I don't get all the hate. I mean, it's just like, you people like who they like. You know, why do we have to attack each other over who we like? I love Jason and Liz. I'm not going to attack somebody for liking Jason and Sam. I mean, because...
Yeah. You know what? I backed off a lot. And then now that things are finally getting modified.
Audrey is back on the line too.
I just when I'm on the ABC board, all bars are off me now, because it's like They were crabbing about Becky, saying, well, what has she done before? And so I went and got her info, and I put it on. And one of the people actually said, wow, I didn't realize she did that much stuff. And I said, yeah, and I wonder what Kelly's done.
Oh, she hasn't done anything, has she?
Well, I don't know, but I was just opening the door. If they want to get into a pissing contest, Liz is going to, Becky's going to win. So it's like,
I mean,
keep doing it, you know?
The only thing I've seen Kelly in is in Dancing with the Stars. She did a little movie, like a Hallmark movie. She had was a very small part. And then that's about it. And then Port Charles.
And Playboy.
She
did Playboy. She did Peep Show. She did Dirty Soap.
Yeah.
You know.
But nothing like Becky, though. Becky was on 90210. She was on, she did a movie.
Yeah. I listed every show she had appeared.
Yeah.
Every show.
She was an ice skater. She was an ice skater for years. She did that too. You know?
Yeah.
Can't say the same thing for Kelly, huh?
Well, that's what it just, you know, they're starting to tick me off because it's like,
guys, I did something I would never do because, you know, I hate the bitch so much. She's been on Baywatch. She's been on Dancing with the Stars.
Kelly Monaco?
Yep.
She's been on Baywatch? Go figure.
And on 2008... 2008, she was doing an infomercial. So yeah.
You know, somebody did that with the characters too. They were comparing the characters of people were bashing the character of Liz. Like, what has she done that's so whatever?
Okay.
You know,
somebody listed Liz and they listed
Kelly and I mean not Kelly but Sam and I'm like, there's no comparison. You know,
I don't mind character bashing because that's something separate. That's something separate. You like who you like, you know, fine. Well, there's no point in arguing about it. You're not going to change their mind and they're not going to
I forgot
that's
about this,
I don't get this whole.
It's the acting,
the
you know, the actor.
Fighting. You're never going to, nobody's ever going to twist my arm to change sides, you know?
Yeah. You know, on Rubik Pia, they have her measurements. Okay.
Why are we looking this up?
Go ahead.
It's 34D.
Why do we want to know what her measurements are?
34D. Her waist is 21%.
Okay, you know, I don't
her
really
hips are 31. Her height is 5'9". And her weight is 95 pounds.
I don't mean that. Okay, that's
95
pounds.
That's an old thing. And I don't think she's that big in the top.
There's no way she's a D. I'm telling you.
Right.
Right, Shiloh?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. You know, once...
Kelly Monaco has gone on record and said that she was a C. She's actually said it.
Why would she fabricate something like that online?
No, that's what I have in common with her. That's one thing I have in common with her. That's the size I am. A punch in the chest.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
She's no good.
95 pounds.
You know when Kelly looks the best? Kelly looks the best when she dresses just elegantly and she does her makeup and she looks decent. Her getting in, she did the Dancing with the Stars little thing, interview or whatever, with reporters or whatever. And she had this black skin tight, you know, leather-like black dress. And I thought, you know what, you're getting too old. for this look. I'm sorry.
I don't see
why you think you look or that you're more attractive doing this.
Well, according to somebody, they said somebody did that out for.
They what?
That somebody picked it out for her. She wanted jeans. She wanted something comfortable. She didn't want something too tight. And I can see that.
I mean, I can see where they would because they do that on American Idol. They have a stylist and they make them up and stuff. So mm-hmm. I can see that.
But you don't wear what you don't want to wear. If she didn't want to wear it, she didn't have to wear it.
Well, I'm not. Yeah.
I'm just saying I could see somebody picking it out and her just being like, okay, whatever, you know.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, but she appears like that even when she's out and about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she always wears that kind of clothes.
This is
and
how
it's like,
dress. This is how
I'm
Sam
like,
dress. Kelly Monaco is Sam. They just see that. Like, Kelly Monaco is the sexy dance with the stars, so they're going to have her dress for that persona. Not just like, shoot, if I was Kelly, I would have wore the jeans and ripped jeans with the whole.
Mm-hmm.
That she wore.
Yeah, right. I mean, she would have looked more appropriate for a daytime thing, you know? You know, mm-hmm. to talk and give a.
I mean, she's not unattractive. She's not an unattractive woman. It's just, I don't see what is so special about her that she gets all this. You know what I mean?
It's because of her boobs. That's it.
Well, I think it's more than that.
But they're not that big. I'm reading what Amanda. I love you for doing that. I can't wait to learn how Zary knows Zake. I bet that is the reason why they have Robin to keep Zake alive and break Jason twice. This is our opinion. I also love Zary with talking about Zake. He wasn't dead. You know what? Okay, you know what? When they find out that he wasn't dead, I just want everyone in the nation to apologize to me. They don't have to kiss my feet. But it's going to be my day of reckoning, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. You know, you will not hear, Audrey, where I made my announcement that I'm having Christopher St. John on the show tomorrow night. Next Friday.
Who?
Neil from YNO.
Oh, St. John. Oh,
Christopher.
Yeah. Isn't
it Chris? It's Chris. Oh, crap. Okay, thank you for hearing me now. Okay, Candace. If you get time to call back in when you're done.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Candace had to take a phone call. So that is all. And guess what, Audrey? Guess who I saw last night?
Who?
Chris Young.
Oh.
I think I'm in love.
I don't think my mom goes on and on about him, and I have to laugh. She goes, oh, that Chris Young is so hot. So she's watching this video, and she goes, who's that? And I said, that's Chris Young. And she says, well, that's not the Chris Young that I thought was Chris Young. And I said, well, that's Chris Young. Whatever you thought, the Chris Young that you thought was Chris Young is obviously not Chris Young. So I'm trying to figure out who she was talking about. I think she was talking about Jake Owen.
But now I have a little thing for Chris, okay? So I did my business card. I tried to get up to the security. I tried using my media for take forever what it was going to take me. And I'm like, okay, guy, I can just grease you now. Really, I can just pay you and, you know, you can let me go see Chris. That did not work.
Next weekend I go see Kenny and Tim. So.
Okay, you know what? Okay, will
they
you
were
do
just
me a
here.
favor? Okay, will you do me a favor? If Kim does Everywhere, just, you know, put the phone up because that's my favorite song. So, yeah, do you have an assignment? Allie from the Rand Room, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Allie.
Hey, Allie. Allie, have you seen VH today?
Yeah, I have.
It was the best day ever. It was the best day ever.
And I had some more tidbits about Jerry's return.
Yep.
Yep.
Have you ladies read his TV Guide magazine interview yet?
No.
It says, how long is your deal for this time? He said, for the moment, it's for a few weeks. And they said, what is his plan? And he said, he intends to terrorize poor Charles on a massive scale, and it's going to affect every character on the show. It's very deadly.
Wow.
I'm quite interested to see how it's going to pull this off.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome.
Do you want me to post all of it?
Yeah, I am posting on my Twitter page, too, Marble.
No, it's too many characters. It's too many characters,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, but everyone will remember. Yeah, you guys just remember, go, what, TV?
TV Guide.
TV Guide, yeah.
Let's see if there's anything else really important. It says, how the hell did Jerry orchestrate Robin's phony demise? She exploded to death in a lab. Or, well, we conveniently skipped the deed. She said, basically, it was an elaborate concealment. UN found an anonymous corpse and switched it with Robin's body.
Yep.
His DNA tampering, and that's how he managed to make everyone believe Robin died. Jerry was only on the scene, but he was manipulating UN and operating as the puppet strings. It says, what does Jerry have on UN that he can easily make him his bitch? Are
that's
they
what
related?
I
want to
know.
It says, I don't know that I can reveal that yet, but Jerry has a pretty big piece of news about Ewan, a piece of personal news, so we're going to talk about strong Black Mirror. Jerry is manipulating quite a few people, and Ewan is being the main one.
Cool.
And you know what?
Elizabeth can do all this, so.
Then it talks about a Jerry-Alexis romance, if that's going to happen again. It talks about him being a psycho. It talks about why kidnap Robin and stage her death. He said, again, I think it's money. He knows Robin is a well-loved member of Port Charles Society, and he knows people will do anything to get her back. I think he loves driving a stake through her husband's heart because Patrick is just too good-looking to be true. He needs to be punished.
What, though? I mean, if you think about it, what did Patrick ever do to Jerry? How does he know Patrick?
Remember when they were poisoning Nicholas and Scrubs got involved and started helping because he was holding Robin hostage?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and you know another thing.
Okay, well, I forgot about all that because I was
like,
That's right. Okay.
Yeah,
it's all
connected
through the Metro Court, through the virus epidemic, through everything.
Yeah. I love that Jerry mentioned the Metro Report today, and he was like, we have these names, you know, I called myself the fun one, and she was baby breath Elizabeth, and I mean, the way Sebastian played it today was just so brilliant. That's the Jerry I love.
Yep.
He was awesome.
Until, what did you think Jerry's involvement is in all this?
I don't know. I'm still trying to wrap my head around everything. I'm still trying to process it. I mean,
I cannot believe that it's like Helena's not in on it.
I'm
trying to think. I just remember because when Jake died, he supposedly Jocelyn got Jake's whatever, and then I just realized that he's related to Jocelyn. He's her uncle, and I'm like, she's his uncle, and I'm like thinking, maybe so he probably does have Jake or something. I don't know.
You know
what?
Jake
is
not
because he brought
Jake
the baby today. Yeah, Jake is not related to Jocelyn.
No, I'm talking
related.
Jocelyn's related to Jack, to Jerry
Jack.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. And then, I'm thinking, you know, he brought up Jake today, the baby, and I'm like, maybe, you know, there was not, there's something to them bringing that up. Like, I'm trying to read between the lines here, you know, and all that. Huh?
But
I'm still trying to figure it out. I can't, I'm trying to put all the pieces together.
You know what I feel with this writing team and Frank and Ron, I feel like things are going to be rocking and hollow and sexual and mysteriously, and everything that we've been dreaming about is going to come true. And you saw people Twitter cross today. Just do wait.
Oh, I've been loving the show much, much better.
Yeah,
I mean, we're getting back to the old GH when we actually had storylines instead of putting three people on screen through the beginning, middle, and the end.
Oh, it's
and
really good.
Yeah. Hangers, too.
Yes.
The what?
The, like a true cliffhanger, because it was.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff that we would find out would happen, like, in the middle of the week.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yep. But now we actually have to, like, we actually get, I mean, they just introduced Jerry onto the canvas now. They just reintroduced him onto it on Friday, and it was, like, towards the end of the thing, and it, you're like, oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah,
you're probably
Jerry's here. I don't understand.
So we're all on the cliff about why Jerry's back and what he got up his sleeve and everything, which is really, it's great.
No, I don't understand. I just don't understand. Didn't Jason kill him?
He died twice on the show, in 2008 and in 2010. But it was never an official death.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, Jerry's back like Voldemort. He
can't
be killed.
Like Voldemort. Yeah, well, there he is.
He's like Stefano. He doesn't die.
Yes,
sir. I'm a Harry Potter fan.
Me too.
That's funny.
Well, he says Voldemort kept popping up.
Well, you know, this is going to be a good time for ZH, and I cannot wait for the Olympics to be over because I want to see Salem. I am missing my Salem. I don't care. That cliffhanger left me saying for a day, what the fuck did I just see? So, yeah.
I don't know, but Sammy better be with Lucas and not EJ. That's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is my Nicole and my Daniel better be okay. My Bo Hope better be okay.
Well, it can't be because Bo's leaving the show.
Okay, you know what? Okay, I'm trying to put that in the back.
I don't think he's leaving yet, though. I don't think he's going to be killed in this.
Carly is not going to accept it until it happens. Carly is in denial about Peter Rucker leaving.
Callie, people were tweeting him the other day, and he's saying thanks, and they're saying good luck in your new endeavors, and they're saying all this stuff, and he's saying thanks. He's gone, I guess.
You know what?
I have a question. Without Bo and Hope?
No, I'm sorry. You know what? There's going to be 11 hours saved. I don't care if
because
I found it.
Bo and Hope are like Days of Ike. They're like synonymous to me, or whatever, whoever I'm trying to say, you know, with them. It's like I can't see Days of Our Lives without Bo and Hope. I mean, yeah, we had that for a couple years back in the day, but I mean.
Yeah, they've been a couple since
I was a toddler. I think.
But then you had Carly, and you brought in somebody that kind of, I fell in love with Carly back in that time, and then, I don't know, but then she came back, and then Bo came back, and I just can't, and then they've been on since then, and I just can't picture life without, I mean, I can't picture days of our lives without Bo.
Wait a minute, I thought Peter Reckle was leaving because he wasn't getting the money he wanted.
That's what I thought.
That's why he's leaving.
Because they're trying to cut costs again, like everybody, all other soaps, and he didn't want it. So, I mean,
that's why a lot of these the old timers were get. I mean, isn't that why Robin Stafford left One Life Split, or she got fired, right? From One Life Split.
Who?
Robin Strasser, Dorian.
They never really.
Well, not really fired. She was going out for back surgery, right?
Yeah.
And then they kind of got rid of her. She wanted to come back.
Yeah, she wanted to come back, and they said that, I mean, she said over Twitter that basically she was fired.
Well, so was Trevor St. John. So it's I mean, these soaps are in such a precarious position that, you know, if these guys don't want to back off on their paychecks, they got to understand that they're putting their career at risk.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's rumors that Bo, well, I don't know how true this is, Peter Reckel, wasn't happy when Crystal Chappelle left.
Really?
He kind of liked working with, this is a rumor.
Well, he and Kristen have always had a very rocky relationship. I mean, when Bo and Hope first got together, they didn't get along at all.
Always.
And then they kind of started to get along better, and they've always had a very precarious relationship. So it's always been like that. And I could see where he probably gets along better with Crystal. So
he gets along better with Crystal, and he wasn't really happy about her leaving. So I don't know if that influenced his decision, but that might have. He likes working with her in Venice, so the only job he has right now is Venice. So I don't know where he's going to go, though.
Yeah, but he's got plenty of money if he invests, you know, if he makes wise choices.
Yeah, but he wants to work, I'm sure. Where's he going to go?
He may not need to go anywhere. That's why he likes Venice, because it's not as demanding.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a really big part on Venice. Does anyone watch Venice?
No.
No one?
I watched the first, three episodes a long time ago, and I just can't get into the whole...
You know what is for me?
...stuff.
I love it.
I would rather watch something on TV when you're in your bed and... Everything.
Well, I didn't hear about it till a season or so later, so I just haven't felt like going back and watching from the first episode.
I love
All right,
it. I
what's
think it's
everybody,
great.
What's everybody thinking about the big Y&R drama with Jill Farren Phelps taking over?
I'm sorry, but I feel so bad for Y&R. They are screwed.
Me too.
Yeah. I know. Everyone's saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Everybody's been pretty damn unhappy with Maria Bell, and she's pretty
and
much.
But you're replacing one people with another. You know, I mean.
Well, I know, but people are seeing it. Well, I've already heard that. See, Maria Bell said that Eric Braeden would never get fired. While Eric Braeden, it was said, was leaving the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But now I'm hearing...
I heard it was because he wasn't happy with JFP, though.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I heard
Maybe he's not happy, he just married
Sony. Sony, I was told tonight, before Carly's show, was that apparently Sony wanted Maria to fire... Or, you know, have Eric Braeden quit. They wanted her to write him out, get rid of him. And she refused to do it. Well, then come to find out that she caused all sorts of problems, like taking 6 vacations during X amount of months from the show.
You would have the characters on that show. My mom's been watching that show for...
Yep.
40 years. I've been watching it since I was old enough to remember. I mean, she ruined so many characters. She ruined every female character.
I got a question. Did am I going to, because I do love Nick, I mean, Zach and Nikki, am I going to be pissed or am I going to be happy?
Hello?
I haven't seen this week's.
Happy.
Okay.
Well,
so they got
I don't
married.
Know, because I don't like Jack and Nikki together, but I heard Debbie Morgan's probably going to be out. Jeannie Francis is probably going to be out because she
well,
had
because,
problems with
Phil
Joe
and Phil,
Farenfeld.
Well, Phil and
right,
Phil did not like Jeannie.
But they're getting rid of a lot of people.
Yes, but it's
said.
Why she doesn't like Jeannie that I have a problem with. Jill Farenfeld looks like a man, and she's going to criticize the way a woman works.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but Jeannie is going to voluntarily change her pants. She wanted her off GH because she's gaining weight. That's a bunch of BS. It's weight bigot.
Well,
and I'm
yeah.
sorry. It's crap. And when you,
you
look, look in the mirror and you look like a freaking man, you better.
I thought it was because
man,
she had
better.
A drug problem, Jeannie. I think she was addicted to prescription
wait,
drugs
wait,
or something.
Wait. Who?
Jeannie Francis. I saw that on a Lifetime documentary like a couple of years ago. She said that she said herself in the interview that she had a drug problem while she was working on GA.
Oh, yeah, I heard that when she was working on GA.
Oh, yeah, that, but that was a long time ago. That wasn't
yeah,
that
she
was
had
I mean,
a long
so
time.
What?
Many
I mean,
years ago. Many,
half,
many years ago.
Half of Hollywood had a drug problem. Come on.
Jeannie Francis had one many, many years ago.
Yeah, when
she was young.
When she was young. When Luke and Laura were after a high of popularity.
You know what? That's when you can be stupid. I'm sorry,
right.
but...
She was stupid. She had a problem, but she had a lot
I
of pain.
I know. I mean, what I'm saying
but
is...
But I don't think it was affecting her work or whatever, so
no,
I don't
no.
know
like that.
Why she would
no,
fire a talented Jill, actress like that.
Jill Farenfeld fired her or wanted
right.
her off the show because she was gaining
right.
weight. It had that. As simple
yeah.
as that. The woman is... She's just like France. They,
no,
they,
not
they
yet.
Judge women
yeah.
on the way they
yeah.
look.
Yeah.
And that's just... That's the thing about Hollywood that I hate.
You know what?
You know,
I really hope
messages. So I'm sorry.
I really
the woman
hope
looks like a man. She looks like
okay,
a man.
Okay, Audrey, you're talking way too much. But
I have to go start getting ready for Jen. So if you
you guys, this remember with Jen Lily a happy birthday. You know, in a couple of hours.
And I have all Twitter pick arts and Abby's to support
well,
her on my page. So
it's 12 here in 5 minutes.
Happy
yeah,
birthday,
no.
Ben.
I'm not going to be awake in 2 hours. Mm.
Terry.
Please check out
Terry,
my page.
You,
I changed everything.
Yes.
So you can see it all there.
Are you going to be awake in 2 hours?
I don't know. Maybe.
Any baby news?
Well, somebody put
no, not
it on
yet.
There from me that I wish her happy birthday.
Well, no,
happy
it can
birthday.
Be any time. It can be any time between now and tomorrow. If you join the
surprise
Twitter party, you go to my page,
okay.
you pick out an Evie and a background. Carly already did it, and Christy already did it, and I already did it. And then you can see what it looks like. And that's
yeah,
what
and Steve's. So you're talking about Christy from Lean On Radio.
Yes.
You know, good. So, yeah.
Okay, what's her Twitter, Abby, so I make sure I find it?
It's always be true with a Z instead of an S in always.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got it. I see you
yep.
in there. Okay.
Well,
okay,
Naya
Amanda.
I gotta get started on that.
Naya
Amanda, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay,
Was June 8th on a Friday this year? I think so, right?
What?
Yeah,
what was?
June 8th
was
on a Friday this year, right? Yeah.
Wait, what
yeah.
day?
Chilling something out right now, sorry.
When is Labor Day weekend? You know,
I found out today's school starts here in 2 weeks.
What?
Labor Day is
what?
November 3rd.
School starts
wait.
Here next week.
What?
Well, that's when my nieces, and nephews go back to school.
4 weeks.
My niece and nephew went, they go back like a day or two after Labor Day.
We haven't had that kind of school schedule in years.
I know. We used to go back in late August or early September.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, we always went back 3 days after Labor Day. I mean, we went back on that Wednesday after Labor Day. That
Me
was
too.
So nice.
Me too, that Wednesday.
I love that.
You probably didn't get out of school till January, right?
I know. We got out of school around the 16th, unless it snowed. Then we got out of 1 year. I'm not kidding. We got out July, 4th of July weekend, because we had snow, a school strike, and a power outage all in 1 year. And we went, 4th of July, and people thought, oh, that's funny. No, it was not funny. I hated it, and I was a nanny that summer, taking care of kids. And so that summer, I only had like 3 weeks of the summer or four. So I feel sorry for the kids that have to go back in 3 weeks. I think that's unconstitutional.
In Arizona.
No, because they get out early.
In Arizona,
okay.
Shiloh, they go to school in August and get out in May.
Yeah. Yep. And in Wisconsin, too. I graduated at the end of May in Wisconsin from my school.
I did too. My high school graduation wasn't the last week, but it was like the second to last week of May.
What about you, Terry?
What's that?
When would you graduation? Did you get out on time, or did you have to go like everyone on the phone? I mean,
When
we got out of school and when we graduated and all that, didn't you?
Did I graduate on time with my class?
No, I mean, did you graduate in June or July?
It was June, actually June 1990-something.
See, and that's not bad. I'm little Al, are you having a show tomorrow night?
Yes, I will be having the rant room tomorrow night.
Allie, you sound horrible. I mean, I love you, but what's wrong?
Huh?
You sound like Allie.
I have a really bad stuffy nose and everything, and I've been out like all day. My dad had surgery this afternoon on his
arm
and stuff. He had a pinched ulnar nerve, and they went in and they released it, and then they also did a carpal tunnel release on his left arm. So he was in and out. It was pretty good, easy surgery. And then we went to celebrate that he made it through and everything. He wanted to go to the tractor pulls tonight, so I went out there and I was screaming my head off. You know, we watched the tractor pulls.
Oh, wow. I hope they drugged him. I mean, gave him painkillers.
He took painkillers before we left. He wasn't in too much pain. It was pretty easy procedure for him. The surgeon was really happy with it.
Well, I hope you get some rest. I hope you're not feeling bad tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't, do not push yourself. So because you should get better. I wanted to talk about you guys. I did not have a voice 3 weeks ago, and I had a show. So don't listen to any of my advice, Al, because I'm a hypocrite. Right, Terry?
No, I did the same thing. Whenever I lost my voice, pretty much Don had to take over my show.
Oh. Yeah, that poor girl.
Oh.
Yeah, you should have heard it. It was like a 2-hour show that night too. I couldn't talk.
I felt so bad because she'd try and talk, and it was like it was painful to listen because she was struggling so hard to get it out.
Oh my God!
It's like, oh my God,
Allie, if you feel like that, you know. Do not push yourself, but I am not going to tell you what to do since I never
she
follow my own
advice.
She needs
to go to bed and take aspirin or whatever.
And cancel
yeah,
the show. And cancel your show.
No,
oh,
don't
wine.
Cancel the show.
And drink wine.
So I've been taking a shot of whiskey to get the junk cleared out of my throat. I just have it. It's like stuffy nose in my head now. So
you should
I
make,
know. That's...
You should make a hot toddy. Make
yep,
four,
that's what I'm drinking.
Boil some water. Put some whiskey in it with a little sugar. That's a hot toddy.
Yep.
Do that.
Cool.
And it clears. It makes you feel better. It clears your sinuses and it makes you go to sleep.
Right. Yep. So I was going to actually tell Carly that I'm going to be saying goodnight because I'm going to bed.
Okay, night, y'all. Thanks for
but
calling
yeah,
in.
I'm definitely going to have a show tomorrow night. It's going to be my usual time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. So.
All right. Dave,
everybody needs-
have a good night.
All right, Allie, good night.
Night, Niall.
Night.
Oh, you know what? The dawn on me. I am very mad at a certain troublemaker.
Carrie.
I didn't say it. You did, okay?
I said
you
it.
Okay, you outed it too, but I'm okay with, so thank you. Chill, what are you doing?
I'm trying to fill out an unemployment thing because somebody from at work, even though actually I'm part-time, because I got laid off from my... I got... from that school job that
yeah.
because I work part time I can apply for unemployment so I'm just gonna try it and see what happens and
oh that's good
and you know
so Tyler, what
do
you think about
right
Jonathan
now,
leaving
list
Natalie
all your damn, huh
Silo
what'd
you think about Jonathan leaving Natalie?
Well, actually, Natalie left John.
Well, I know. That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
I thought, well, I was expecting it because I kind of heard that that was going to happen and
me too.
All the spoilers. So I think that's about as good a way, but I'm glad that he realized who sent the picture.
And now in the preview, was it the previews? It showed him.
Yes.
Okay, it was a preview. It was a preview.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome next week. I can't wait. I'm so happy to look forward to Monday for
I know,
GH.
Me too. I
know.
I can't
okay,
do
but,
anything.
Crutch,
I can't go anywhere.
Good. No, not good. Sorry, Kath. next week, you guys, no matter what I say, no matter what I do, you guys got to help me off by like 9:30 my time because I have my little nephew's 5th birthday party to go to, which I will be going alone for the first time in 3 years.
And I might not call in next week. I have something to do Saturday.
I know. But God,
well, I might not
Hill,
call in.
Hill, did you hear what I just said?
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure this because they
okay.
want you to go in detail about all
do
this
you
shit
want,
here.
Do you want, to... Do that and call me later, or...
Yeah, I'll call you later, because I'm kind of distracted
but
right now.
But before
yeah.
you hang up, can I tell you the funny thing I just said?
What's the funny thing?
I said, next week I have to be off here by, like, 9:45, because I'm going to my nephew's birthday alone for the first time in 3 years.
Well, you know, you could
I
always
know.
You could always tell your parents, can you get me another one? I'm kidding.
Oh, yes, believe me, I'm okay with
another
that.
Ticket. I don't think they would do that, though. Honestly, that's too tiny.
Well, you know what? It's like my dad said.
I was already
said,
there
dude.
In June.
Well,
huh?
It's like dad said, your family. My dad likes you. I think my dad likes you more than he likes me, okay?
I think because I understand his sense of humor, which is...
Yes.
It's something, if you're not used to that kind of sense of humor and you first meet him, boy, he would have ran me off. I would have cried off the door with his kind of humor. What do you call it? It's more, it's like obnoxious. Is it like,
yeah,
I don't
but
know
it's
what call
funny.
It. Is it obnoxious? And yeah, I don't know, but yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna go relax. I'm gonna go take a shower.
Okay, call me before you go to bed or when you have news.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Night. Okay, so if the party keeps on giving, Audrey hasn't hung up yet, so that's a good thing. Candace is still here. And Silo and Kathy, you guys are very good. You guys won't be muted for 3 times.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Kathleen, you probably never will get muted. I mean, come on.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah,
my name is Cassandra, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. You talking to a person that thinks, you know, going to sleep at 5 o'clock in the morning and waking up at, you know, 8 is like a normal, like...
Listen, girl, you should get more sleep. You don't sleep
enough.
Yeah,
that's normal for me, too. I get off at work at 4 in the morning, usually.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, is everyone having a heat wave? Oh, Seattle is really lucky right now.
Yeah, I'm having there's a heat wave here, but it's supposed to end tonight.
Where do you live?
Indiana.
Okay, you want to come and trade weather with us? Because the humidity is, like, killing me.
Yeah, it's
like
been in the 90s and 100s for the past month or so.
Yes. I was going to say, Carly, you don't want to trade places, trust me.
We're finally
getting some calm here and more of reasonable summer temp. Yeah.
How high is it in Arizona, Silo? Is it really like...
It's running around 106, 109.
Yeah, that's what my girlfriend said.
I have a question. What did you do? You can't do anything. Whenever it's so hot here...
You know what? When I worked, you know, you just deal with it. But now that I don't, I just... And when I go back, I told my daughter already, I said, I'm not going to be going out a whole lot during the summer. I'm going to stay in my house.
I used some of my floating holidays, so I wouldn't even have to go out in the heat. I remember it was like 107 that day with the heat index of like 110 or 112. I didn't even go outside.
But I don't think,
I
don't think it's that bad in Arizona.
Not to sound dumb, but why do they even have a heat index if, you know, you already know the temperature? Because we don't have that here. We don't have
the heat
that.
The
heat index tells you what the humidity is. The temperature is actually the temperature, but then the heat index tells you the humidity. So it's how much humidity is in the air.
There's no humidity in Arizona. You don't feel the heat.
I live near D.C., and we get humidity. So
it's humid.
Yeah.
Really humid where I am right now. But Arizona, when I was there, it wasn't humid, so I didn't mind it that much.
I do not like the sun at all. I don't like the heat, but... the younger you are, I mean, my first two cars kind of didn't have air conditioning, so I go to work in the afternoon, and at night, coming home at midnight or 1, it was okay. But, I mean, now I can't take the heat. It drains me, and I don't have that much energy anyhow.
Yeah, my grandma, the same thing. And, you know, today I feel so guilty about, you know, leaving her in the car, but I had a 1-inch Target. And does anyone guess how much Coley spent in Target?
Coley,
I mean, because you're away now. That doesn't count. That did not count.
I know.
You know, no, Target's bad. I felt guilty for leaving her in the car, and she didn't want to go in, so, like, I hurried, and I was in the car. I'm like, damn it! And she's like, why did you say that? Like, because I forgot my chocolate. And Grandma, my, And Grandma's like, well, you know what? Maybe God's trying to tell you something. And I look at her. I'm like, what did you mean by that? And she's like, nothing, dear. I just thought it's too hot and it might melt. And it probably would have, but, you know, but Catherine, you know, I looked at the price. It's okay if I tell everyone on, you know, what I'm talking, what you and I talked about, you know, the ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Kathy and I have a new ice cream addiction. Who wants to join us?
Did you ever have Magnum ice cream, those ice cream bars? Did anyone?
No.
Magnum?
Oh,
no,
my God, you guys. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
go to
don't
and get a Magnum ice cream.
Don't walk but one. It's like addicting. It's bad. It's
well,
so good.
They have Belgium chocolate on them. They're like unbelievable.
Okay,
they have three flavors: almond, one with caramel inside the vanilla ice cream with the caramel with the Belgium chocolate over it. They have the classic vanilla ice cream with the Belgian chocolate coating it. They're unbelievable. So I was telling Carly at my Stop and Shop, they had them on sale. You won't believe how much they cost. You got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
They were two packages for $7. So I said, I'm not paying that. Billy wanted them. The diabetic, my boyfriend, wanted those ice cream bars. So we bought two packages. Guess how many are in the box?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask.
Three.
They didn't
sell
it. So anyway.
Yeah, so that kind of sucks.
So he's kind of buying them every day. He's kind of buying them every day.
I wouldn't even want to buy them then. I get my Walmart brand or whatever the generic of like ice cream sandwiches or just ice cream, the blue button.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to give yourself a treat, something special.
Yeah.
On some night.
Same with the bars. They only give you two in a pack. And they're expensive too, so.
But if you really wanted to give yourself a treat some night, Magnum.
I'll have to look. I don't think I've ever seen those here. But
did you ever see the commercial on TV? The girls eating it?
No.
There's commercials on TV. I bought one
last
summer.
Okay, so we probably don't carry them.
No, you probably do. You have to look.
We don't have those kind of commercials here, so usually that means we don't have that product.
Oh, you didn't see any commercials?
No.
Yeah, well, they are, like, every time I turn around here, they are on.
I've never seen that commercial either.
Huh.
Well, if you go to your supermarket and you happen to look and you see one, really, it's worth a $3.50 just to have
at
one.
At least to try it, yeah. I love Cherry's Garcia, but I don't buy it anymore because it's too expensive.
It is.
You know,
I love Ben & Jerry's too, but oh my God.
I
still buy Cherry Garcia, but I have to stay away from that Dove store that's in the mall. Oh, my God, all that stuff.
A Dove store?
But they said in the coming months, you guys, food prices are on the rise. And with the
when weren't they?
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I went to the grocery store and got a few things. They were like five items. And I walked out of there and it was like $30. I'm like...
Yep. Yep.
It makes you
it cracks me up when they say, you know, eat healthy, eat the outside of the store.
You can't.
But yet, I hate to tell you, if you're on a real fixed budget, you can't afford to eat that way.
No, you can't. I can't get healthy stuff. It's too expensive. You can't. You can't.
I mean, I just croak when I see the prices of stuff. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know. I have a medical condition, so I eat mostly organic food because my doctor said it's better for my immune system.
But, oh, right. My God, you should see the price of some of this organic stuff.
I can't afford organic. I can't.
I mean, I understand
I
that it might
either.
Be healthy for you, but I cannot justify it. You know,
well,
I
don't have children or anything. It's just me, so I don't have to share my income with anybody. So I can afford it in that way, but I really don't want to pay for it because
right.
I don't
yeah, well,
like a nice pair of shoes or something like that.
Well, even though, you know, wouldn't you think organic would be cheaper to make because they don't use all the costly chemicals?
Yeah.
Right. You know, even regular fruits and vegetables, I can't afford them. I can't afford fresh.
Oh, I know.
You can't.
I know.
I think it's cheaper because they know people are eating pesticides and stuff like that.
Buy some peaches. Look at how much they cost. I can't even
afford. Oh, I know. I buy generic everything just about because I just refuse to pay more for a product that's maybe a tad higher quality, but they all get canned in the same place pretty much. It's just
and they usually have the same ingredients.
Try to buy some fresh.
You're just paying for the packaging.
Try to buy some fresh peaches. Fresh peaches. Go to the produce section. Try to buy some
peaches. Oh, I won't even touch fresh peaches.
What about the farmer's market? You can't go there?
Oh,
you can't buy one. You can't buy fresh fruit. It's too expensive. Everything is too expensive. I go to the outside of the supermarket and I can't afford a thing.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't gone to the farmer's market here, and I should because I'm sure it's a lot cheaper than the store.
It is.
Yeah,
I
mean, my mom
sometimes
goes there,
It's like the store is like two times more expensive here than the farmer's market.
Yeah. Well, that's because they got to pay for their employees and all that.
Yeah.
They have some good deals at Costco, though, so I get a lot of stuff at Costco.
See, we don't have a Costco here.
Oh. Yeah, when I'm at Costco, I'm, like, in a Trend or a Chance or a Trend, whatever. I'm like, must have this, must have that. And
oh, man,
like,
I was... We have Sam's Club and Costco's in Arizona, and I'd go to Sam's Club, and, I mean, I'd buy so much crap, you know, and it, for me now, by myself, it would take me forever to eat out of Sam's Club.
And there's, you don't have room to put it, right?
Well, no, I might end up being able to get a smaller cooler or freezer again, but it's still...
I could go there, but there's no room to put it in my house. I have a refrigerator and a small freezer. I can't buy in those quantities.
I like Costco for the toilet paper because when you're single, you really never want. I mean, you do want out, but you don't want, you know. But I like the soft kind. And Grandma's like, yeah, the super kind. And I'm like, Raquel, and I'm like, Grandma, no, I'm never doing that again. I have an outbreak. I'm not doing that again. And, you know, but I do like Costco. And I like to go there on a Saturday and sample food. And that could be my lunch.
A lot of people go for that on weekends because
then you can
eat your lunch there pretty much.
Well, one of the ladies looked at me and goes, one per customer, ma'am. I'm like, what are you talking about? That was my twin.
You're bad.
I know, I am, but I'm like... You know, when the sample is so good and, you know, you could buy the Podex, but it's so big that, you know, I'm like, okay. You know, because Costco quantities are big. It's not small.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm bad. You know, and the next time I went there, they said one per customer. And I'm like, okay, are they calling me out? That's so nice.
Kelly is
now, you know, we're talking food. Let me tell you, I have a real issue that now anything with meat products just about has turkey, chicken, and beef in it. I'm like, no, I want a beef hot dog, okay? I don't want
to get all beef, all beef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like you have to look, and then they're always more expensive. Everything that's on sale is the try meats, and it's
like $3 or $4 something for a hot dog package, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know.
But I taste the difference. And even on pizzas now they're doing, contains, these products. And it's like, don't give me mystery meat, okay?
Shiloh, did you see that in a all-beef hot dog?
What?
Did you see turkey and all that stuff in an all-beef hot dog?
Well, no, typically just say hot dogs.
Stuff.
Yeah. And it irritates me that everything is multitude meats, and it's like, people, please.
Yeah. I just, I could not become a vegetarian. I know that. I know that one thing about me.
I couldn't afford to.
Well, it's
so expensive.
Well, I grew up on a farm. Well, so did my grandparents had it. Even though I'm still not over being liked too full, half of my life where my little beloved piglin cows went, especially Because and if you laugh at me, whoever laughs at me will be unmuted for 3 seconds. My grandparents had, a lot of cows and pigs, so I would name them. I decided to naming the cows would be fine. I was 10, okay, people? And so my grandparents had this beautiful black and white cow. Now, what I'm about to say, don't think anything of me. I'm by calling on the age, just for But so I named the black and white cow Michael Jackson.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Black,
but do you know what
I
mean?
Guys, I gotta say goodnight. This is Cassandra.
Okay, night, Cassandra.
Good night, Cassandra.
Good night.
Bye.
Nice talking to you guys.
Night.
You too. Night.
Bye. Do you know
was
how
that
many
when
is
Spawn Black and White had come out?
Well, no, it was even before that. I just remember the game Michael Jackson one day, thinking, okay, he's not black. He's black and, because of all the bad severe rubber. So I was looking at the
No, he took medicine to lighten his skin.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was a kid.
But he did have a lot of surgery to get rid of the black features.
Yeah, so
didn't he bleach his skin?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what all, but
yep.
Years ago, there were some people that actually took pills to turn black so they could experience it and then write a book about it.
Oh,
called,
oh wow.
One is a woman, and it was called Black Like Me.
I read the book Black Like Me, but it was a guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. A guy.
I read that
but
book,
there
black
was a
like
woman
me.
That also did it.
Well, I am, so what I did.
He
I did this someone. Yeah, but what I did is some people would come look for the cow, look at the farm and whatever. I would introduce them to the Michael Jackson cow. And some of the adults looked at me like, okay, you were raised wrong. But, my grandparents, my mom and dad thought it was funny, I didn't find it funny when I came home one day and Michael Jackson was gone. I didn't find that very funny, But, I figured it out. I figured out all of Hollywood, who is the most dysfunctional family, and I figured it out. It's the Jackson. I figured that out the other day.
They're the best family?
No. The most dysfunctional, like, the most, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They all, I mean, they are weird.
They're weird.
Yeah, they are really weird.
A little weird.
You got to look, I mean, you weren't around when Michael first appeared on the canvas with his brothers. Michael was the Jackson 5. When Michael left and went on his own, the Jackson 5 per se no longer existed, and all these guys have not been real successful in anything since Jackson 5. So they're all trying to live off Michael.
And they would have been nothing without Michael.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think Michael was paying a lot of family. I think Michael got sick of it. And I think Michael left everyone out because of it. I mean, I don't think he did this on purpose. I feel like, you know, it was very, what's the word I'm looking for?
I think he knew what he was doing. He cared about his mother and his kids.
I will never think that Will is a fake. And, you know, after seeing Paris and Prince go be a traitor about all this, I think, go, kid, go. You know, your grandmother was the only one there for you guys for 3 years.
I think it's a good idea to already have it set up where someone else can step in and take the kids because of her age.
Yeah,
I mean, she's not going to be around forever.
I asked my mom one day because I was just curious. And I said, Mom, if you and Dad would have died, who would have us? I was just, you know, wondering. And she's like, oh, probably my mom and Dad. But I think there was a custody fight for your little brother and older sister with your dad's parents. They were never far from me or my brother. And I'm like, well, you've been okay with that? And he goes, well, I would have had, you know, my mother would have wanted you kids. And, you know, I mean, yes, he might have been too old, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I would not. My mom says she would not want her grandma like that by, you know, if she lost her dollar to take, you know, her kids away, I mean, her grandkids away. So she can see that, but when they are already up there in age like she is, yeah, having someone in place like that is not the worst idea. But I think, you know, a lot of people say, well, maybe she can just be grandma again. And I'm like thinking, those kids lost their dad really young.
No. Not
what
you.
Do you mean?
I'm not saying no to you.
Oh, okay. I just thought, you know, they lost the kids. I mean, their dad really young. And so all they knew for 3 years was the grandmother. And so I just think, you know, I do think they kidnapped her. And I just think, you know, I feel sorry for them. And I will my heavy Michael Jackson money, by the way, people. Yes. Find me a way to get Michael Jackson money, and I will be okay with it.
Well, what amazes me is we haven't ever heard, you know, he was in deep financial
Exactly.
And then when he died, now they're saying nobody said that all got paid off. They're just saying he's worth all this money. And I'm like, did anybody pay his bills?
I think that happens automatically when you die.
Your bills get paid
because...
Yeah, I mean, usually they take so much out of taxes and let you put something in probate, you know.
When it's in the millions, I mean...
Yeah.
When I made it a will, they said my bills would get paid first. My funeral expenses would get paid first, and then my will would be whatever. So all those things get taken care of first.
Well, yeah,
people are going to get their money. People are going to get their money one way or the other.
People will get their money first. Then whatever's left will be what's bequeathed to them. And I think the mother should get it and the kids. That's it.
Yes, I agree.
You know, I mean, it's like
totally.
my mom said, you know, because they were talking of my brother and my sister-in-law, you know, I live five minutes away from them. And, you know, my parents live, you know, 5 minutes, I mean, 10 minutes away from them. And, you know, if anything were to happen, you know, my parents probably take them. Yeah, they are getting up there, but, you know, there's always, you know, my older sister and my other little brother who will step up. I will step up, but my sister-in-law's parents are older than my parents, so I, you know, yeah, but I think it's good to have that in place before anything happens, and I find it funny.
I have my will done before I even have my daughter because of my stepsons.
Oh, well,
so,
that's good.
I don't know. People should never wait to do a will. If you have anything of importance,
yeah,
you need to get a will, because if, God forbid, an accident,
yeah,
occurs and you're dead all of a sudden, if you don't put that somewhere in writing, it all goes away. And it didn't go to anybody you know.
Well,
I did it. I did one.
Well,
I did that, and I did a living will also at the same time, and that was years ago.
I didn't do that. I have to.
Well, yeah, well, my grandma did.
Dr. Shiloh, do you have a health proxy?
No, I just have a living will. What's a health proxy?
Is that the same? Well, health proxy in Massachusetts, I don't know about there, a health proxy is if something happens to you and you're not married to them, like you're in intensive care, they can come in the room. If you don't have a relative, if something, decisions have to be made.
No, I've never heard of that. No, I've never heard of that.
If decisions have to be made about your health care, someone has that decision to make. I have no one. I don't have a health proxy. Like if I was, you're not though. If I was in intensive care.
I don't either. I mean, I've never heard of that, but I, as far as I'm concerned, the only concern I have is that my decision to not be kept alive by machines is very important, because I had to make those decisions for my mom and my dad, because there weren't really living wills then. And I, once that occurred in my life, in my 20s, I said, never again.
I had to make that
ever,
decision too.
I do not want that decision put in anyone's hands without my directive.
I was lucky. My mother had that. They put that tube down her to resuscitate her. And she woke up and she was awake. And I said, they're going to take this out of you. Do you want them to put it back in you? What do you want? I said, if you want them to put it back in you, squeeze my hand. If you don't want them to put it back, don't squeeze my hand. And she didn't squeeze my hand. She did not want that back in her. So she kind of made that decision for herself. I couldn't do it. She did not want that tube down her throat again, and she knew it.
Well, with my grandma, you know, my mom is her living trust person, and since my mom is in the medical field, and so is my sister, you know, my grandma has left it up to their discretion. She just said, I mean, if there's a little hope, yeah, that's fine, but if there's not hope at all, I just want to, put out of my misery.
Yep,
and
yep,
I
it's
said,
writing.
Yeah, she did. She did it. And I asked her, I'm like, can you do one favor when you write this? And my grandma's like, what? I'm like, can you just say that you do you know, when the grandkid and your kid there say goodbye, instead of saying goodbye to you at the funeral home. Because I'm not going there again. I mean, I did that with my grandfather. That was tough enough. I don't want to do it again with her. I do not want to see that. And she agreed. She's like, yeah, I think, you know, if whoever can make it, you know, once they come, yeah, and then they can, you know, pull the plug. But I'm glad I need to do that because I'm sorry, I barely could handle seeing all that dead person that they were showing.
You know what?
On.
I think that is the most morbid thing, but I understand certain people think that's the way they want to have it handled. But I told my daughter, no. I
yeah.
do not want anybody seeing my body. I want to be cremated.
That's
if you want to have
wants.
A,
that's what Billy
if
wants.
You want to have some kind of a get together or something in the church, that's up to you. But as far as I'm concerned, once I'm gone, I'm gone.
Well, my grandma.
See,
asked
I'm kind of feeling like that too. I want a mask.
Well,
though.
Yeah.
I want a mask.
Well, yeah,
I
grandma
want a
wants a mask. Grandma wants a mask and. She does want everyone there for the funeral, and but she needs to make a decision where she wants buried because
I don't
want to
wait. I don't want
to
wait.
Well, no, is either with her parents or my cousin, but she cannot make up her mind, and she has to make up her mind between a coffin and cremation, and I was being funny. And I looked at her one night. I'm like, Grandma, I figured out your problem for you. And she goes, what? I'm like, okay, we can put half of you with your mom and dad and half of you with, you know, you with my cousin.
That doesn't work.
And my mom looked at me and goes, have you lost your mind? I'm like, well, she was cremated, I thought. And Mom's like, oh, she was cremated, yeah. But if she was buried, there's no way they can do that. You know, but I'm glad you guys have your wheels and stuff in place because you never know, you know, when it's going to happen. And
I just had my best friend from high school. Finally, she got hers done. I said, all these years you haven't had anything? Because she's got a son with some he's had problems since birth. And he has to be monitored and take meds to calm and stuff. And I said, if something would have happened to you and Terry, God forbid, what would have happened to your children? I said,
yep.
You know, that would have caused World War III between the two families. And she said, I know, but I never did it. And so now she has it. But I chewed her out. I said, don't. You should never. You should always encourage your, in fact, I told her son, her other son that has a child should have a will, and same with his wife. I said,
yeah, but,
they've got a little daughter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and, you know, my dad told my brothers and sisters that too, well, I made one, and somebody, you know, the only decision I haven't made was the whole cremation thingy. And so, you know, but I can see why you had you found it out. That was not easy. You've done it earlier.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't even like addressing it because it's too...
I know. My mom,
you know,
I mean...
it's too disturbing to them, and I'm like, it's not disturbing to me at all. I want to have my wishes met.
Well,
and
you know,
I've been in the position of having to make the decision of how things are going to happen because my parents didn't have wills. I knew they wanted to be cremated, but I was the only one to spread the ashes because all my family was in Wisconsin.
See, Bill wants to be cremated, but his mother will never go for that. But he has it written in papers, but he has no formal will or anything like that. He doesn't have a living will.
They can
will.
Contest it.
His
mother no. Okay,
his mother
don't...
will never go for it. And he's...
Okay, Cassie, what I'm about to say, don't get mad at me. But maybe... She will go before him and, you know, she won't ever know. You know
with
what I'm saying?
All his illnesses, I'm not sure.
No, I'm just saying if she passes away before Billy, then you really don't have to worry about, you know, what she thinks.
And then I'm worried about me. If I was in intensive care tomorrow, let's say something happened to me and I was in intensive care, Billy can't come in and see me.
No, okay, that's not right, right there. I'm sorry.
He's not family. And who's my family? One little girl. She's not little, but she's little. 30. She's 38, but she looks like 10. She's my family, and she could care less about me. That's the person that would make my decisions. And she would put me in a box and send me off to China. She could care less about me.
That's why you have that directive, right?
I don't have a health care proxy. I have to do that. In order to do that, you need money to pay for, I think a lawyer does it. I think health care proxy a lawyer does. So you have to pay someone to draw up this health care proxy.
Do yourself a favor before you get too caught up in the cost and everything. Look online and see if there is a pre-documented form that you can just fill in and then have it filed.
Yep.
Really?
Have it witnessed and filed. Check. It doesn't hurt because people can write their own wills. You don't have to go through a lawyer unless you have a lot of property, jewels.
Well, I have
you know,
the will. I have the will drawn up. That's all set. But it's my health care proxy I'm concerned about.
I would think that you could do that yourself. Check with your state or local site
I have
and
a
type
power
in that.
I have a power of attorney. I have that. Do you have that? Shiloh?
No, because that's what my thing says. I don't really want people... Let's put it this way. At this point, anybody making the decision would be my family, which is my daughter.
You have to make her a power of attorney, though. Someone else could do something.
Yeah, well, there really isn't anybody. Everybody's in Wisconsin. They didn't come out for our parents. They aren't going to come out for me. So I'm sure that would be my daughter.
Well, I have my friend Kyle as power of attorney because he would help Billy... do what, because Billy would, if something happened to me, there would be no Billy.
Yeah.
So my friend Kyle is my power of attorney. He would come, pay the bills, take care of Billy, see what's going on, because Billy Billy could not handle it at that point. So my friend Kyle is my power of attorney. But
oh, that's good.
Yeah, I made Kyle power of attorney. Kyle paid for my will drawing. He paid for the whole thing. He said, you got to do this. He's smart, and he's you know, he said you have to make a will out. You have to do it. You own a house.
Yep.
I'm not worried about what happens to me. I'm worried about the people after me who's going to take care of my shit. The house is not paid for. All this stuff.
Have to do is say in your will that you want it sold, or you're going to give it to.
No, in my will it says I want it sold. In my will it says I want it sold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And my friend Kyle is going to take care of Billy the rest of his life. And he's going to watch up. He will. Well, Kyle's older, though. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. But
well, you know what? I mean, it's just like anyone, you know. You know, the way I see it, you know, I mean, Audrey and I are young. So Audrey and I know I shouldn't say this, but we should not worry. But really, you can never say that even when you're young. I should know not to say that by now. You know, I mean,
I don't have a life insurance policy, which I should.
I don't, you know, my dad.
I can't even get one now.
Yes, you can.
My dad, I can't.
Shiloh, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
Why?
Because they won't qualify me because I'm outside of their weight limit.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No. You know who will do it? I knew we didn't get one. Mutual of Omaha. No health requirements.
They don't have any restrictions?
No, none. I get it in the mail. I haven't got one recently, but Billy has one. Billy is way, way overweight for their requirements.
Yeah, but when he got it, was he a reasonable weight?
They don't ask you. Shiloh.
Because I went and she goes, well, what about, I said, I won't qualify. I've already tried this.
No, they don't ask you those questions.
And she said, oh, no. She looked me up. She
they
goes, you're right.
You
we
weigh,
will
right?
not touch it.
Okay. Have you guys heard
they
about
this? They
don't
give a shit, Billy said. She's not going to say you referred her.
Okay. Have you guys heard about a host of former daytime stars are heading to the Investigation Discovery with the new program series, Days of Our Life Nights, later this summer. It will be hosted by substars, King to Love Week, but it doesn't say what Santa is on. That's weird.
I hadn't heard anything about that.
No clue.
Audrey, what you doing
this
summer?
Is it coming from a reliable source?
Access Hollywood. Did Audrey say goodnight?
She
with
might
Candace.
Have.
She left.
She left?
Yeah, Candace, she said she was leaving.
You know what?
I wanted to hear about her and the doctor.
But I am very upset with the certain little troublemaker. Has anyone talked to her all night?
I haven't talked to her all week.
Yeah, I talked to her today because she was going out because her cable's been out and her computer's been out. And now today she went and got a new computer, but she said she didn't have it. So I assume they're doing something for her. I'm not sure what. And
yeah,
I didn't find out when she expects to get it.
Because I tried calling her today on the sale in the home, and I never got her. So.
Yeah, she probably wasn't home because they went shopping. Looking for a computer.
I am very surprised you went shopping. I'm very proud of her.
Well, yeah. I think as long as it's,
yeah,
you know, something necessary,
yeah,
she'll do it. But I don't think she likes to do it on
you know
a regular
what?
Basis.
I enjoy shopping. There is something wrong with me. I enjoy it.
Yeah,
and
I hate shopping.
I'm like, let's put this. I'm like, let's put this in the cart. Let's put this in the cart.
I think
okay.
I would like it if I had money.
Oh, Kathy,
I just don't like it. I like online. I love shopping online. That's the best thing they've invented
if
for
had
me.
If money, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, when I do have some money and I need something, at least I go online. I hardly ever buy anything major at the store other than groceries or my meds.
Yeah, I never buy anything at the store. Never. Never. My clothes are all something I've had or whatever. I never buy anything.
But do you want to know what she did buy for $14.95?
What?
She bought the Shade of Grey book. Remember, you did buy.
Oh,
you did?
Yeah.
No.
Shades of Grey.
No, I bought. You're right, Carly. I bought $15.95. I bought 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Billy said you're gonna buy this book. I said, yeah, I'm gonna buy the book.
He said, you're gonna spend $15.95 for this book. I said, yeah, I'm gonna.
Mm-hmm.
When I got my check, I said, I'm going to spend $15.95 on myself and buy this book. And I did.
Oh, you should have gone on Amazon, dear.
How much was it?
Oh, they're really cheap. They're below $10 because you can even buy a good condition used book for cheap. I haven't looked recently, but that's where I get a lot of my books now. I don't buy nothing new
so
unless it's...
So what do I do? I have an Amazon.com credit card. What do I do?
Go on Amazon.com, look under books, and then type in shades, 50 Shades of Grey, and it'll come up with a list of people who have it. And
because there's two more books.
I did that like... Well, right after the book came out and everybody started talking about it, I thought, but I didn't want to spend the money on it, so I didn't get it. But they had a lot of good deals.
They
you
have
could
two
get
more
new
books.
For the same price as almost new, you know, used books. So I thought, shoot.
After this book, there's two more.
Yeah, they have the whole series because I saw them on there.
I only read a few pages.
Okay, 50 Shades of Grey is is $9.95. Oh, sorry, not no. New is $7.40. Used is $7.50. Collectible
right.
is $15.
I did not know that.
And if you want to give the if you want to get the Trizzy, for new, is $14.60, used $24, collectible $79.
Yep.
What, am I stupid?
No.
Yes, I am. I'm stupid. I wanted it that day. I wanted
it. I wish you would have said something sooner.
Oh.
I would have told you.
I did.
I never buy any more new books for unless that's the only way to get it for some reason. I always get used books, and I get them shipped. I love Amazon for books, DVDs. I mean, a lot of times people only watch a movie once, and they get rid of it. It's, you know, so it's like, I'm good for that.
I read a few pages, like I read, I don't know how many pages, 25, 30. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Is
so
it?
So good.
Oh, now you're going to make me want to go
no,
order
No, you know
it.
What? I'm just going to tell you this briefly. I told Holly, it's about, the only thing I've read, this girl goes to interview this guy, Mr. Gray, and
right. She's
a college student. She interviews this big conglomerate. He owns a company. And that's about all I've read. But she likes them. But you have to read more.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
I read
you know
the synopsis, and I'm like,
yeah. Ooh,
I got to read this.
Well, you know what? Because I was going to if I can't find it from the library, I've been wanting to read Jeannie Cooper's new memoir, you know, new book about herself. So
I
I'm
saw
on
the talk today.
Yeah, well, I'm on. I saw it.
I didn't. Now, she wasn't on my talk. Are you
she
getting
was
a
on,
day
okay.
too?
No, yeah, she was on my talk yesterday.
Yesterday, right.
Okay.
I probably
okay.
was cooking my dinner. Damn it.
What did you get for takeout, Kathy?
Well, Billy has a problem. His legs are swollen. His ankles are swollen. The doctor called in a pill for him because he's all swollen up with fluid. So we got a fluid pill. He had to go over to Stop and Shop, get the fluid pill. Guess what he ordered? Steak and cheese with extra cheese. So he got that. His fluid's probably going to be worse. We got no salt. We got that. So he's going to use no salt. I got a chicken kebab
Oh, I love chicken kebabs.
Small chicken kebab with feta cheese. That's feta cheese, lettuce.
Oh, that sounds good.
I got no tomatoes because I can't have the seeds because of diverticulosis. So I can't have anything with seeds, so I couldn't get tomatoes, but it was with lettuce and onions. And
you know what I cannot have? I cannot have lettuce. Whenever I have lettuce, bad things happen.
Well, with me, I need lettuce.
You know what it might be, though, Carly? It might not be the lettuce. It might be the chemicals they spray on it to make it stay fresh longer.
I have a friend
who's highly allergic to a lot of things. There's times she can eat certain cantaloupes, and she loses her voice, loses it.
Well, what I mean with me, it comes out the other end. Sorry, but, you know, but it does the same thing as Grandma. And I feel so bad for Grandma now because every time we go somewhere, Nancy has to, you know, take the diarrhea pill with her. And I looked at her one day, and I'm like, okay, if you give me this too, I'm going to kill you.
No, I have that reaction to lettuce and that kind of stuff too also.
Because, you know, so whenever, like, we go somewhere, I always have to remember the lettuce. And for her, onions. She cannot have onions, you know. And my mom is allergic. What is sad, my mom is allergic to garlic.
Oh, I love my garlic.
She hates it. It really upsets her stomach in a bad way.
I love garlic. I can't have corn.
Everybody's different.
I can't have corn. I can't have cucumbers because of the seeds. I can't have corn because of the kernels. I can't have tomatoes because of the seeds. I can't have nuts because I have that diverticulosis. So,
what's that got to do with the seeds? What is it that causes
it? It's in your intestines. It's a pocket. And if one of those seeds go in the pocket, forget it. It's like a bad thing. You get pains. One night, I talked to you on Friday night. Next day, Saturday.
I remember this.
Remember?
Yes.
Next day, Saturday, I was in pain. I couldn't stand it. I was in bed. I didn't want to call an ambulance because I just don't want them up in the condo. I can't believe the ambulance is going to come. Every apartment's going to open their door. I didn't want that. So I stood the pain until Monday morning. The pain was excruciating.
Gosh.
It was so bad.
Yes.
So Monday, I went down the street, walked down to